the devil's to pay. Moving the mountain that got in the way. Prayer books and meetings to find a plan. Deciding the fate of the family of man.
Right. I bet you never thought you'd hear a Three Dog Night song that would work. I'm kidding. I think they had a lot to offer, Three Dog Night. I really do. Which put me probably in bad stead with my friends growing up, you know, because that was just not... It's very interesting, growing up in the late... Being in high school in the late 1960s, it was a very fine line between Three Dog Night and what was cool. And... I liked some of their music, but everybody else thought that Three Dog Night belonged in the area of pop that was not serious rock. And so that's where they remain even to this day, you know. And I don't know why I'm spending time talking about this, but it's kind of interesting. And anyway, so you could not like, if you were any kind of a serious rock and roll fan in high school, when I was in high school, it was Hendrix, it was Cream. Hendrix and Cream, totally hardcore. Led Zeppelin, when they finally came along, was like my junior year in high school. Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, cool, everything good. Now you, what did you say? Three Dog Night? No. So that's the story there. I'm sorry I got distracted. It was a picture of Casey Anthony on Fox News. All right, a couple of things I want to remind you, that if you look at our Twitter feed, which I don't have up right now. The only thing I've got up on the that has anything to do with, well, not anything to do with Twitter, but anything to do with my website, is the Miracle Whip Jar, which I just put there for fun. Kevin Pollak's chat show tomorrow at 3 p.m. That's Kevin Pollak's chat show tomorrow at 3 p.m., and that is kevinpollakschatshow.com. And I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. I have no idea. It's a one-on-one. It is kind of like Charlie Rose. It's a table, and there's Kevin, and he devotes time to talking to one person. And the people that he's had on are, I'm very flattered to be in the same, sort of on the same roster. He had Peter Weller. He's had John Landis. He's going to have Michael McKean. He had Michael on. He's got Harry Shearer coming up. He's got Dana Gould coming up. He's had... I mean, dude, lots of people. You can go to the website and see there's a whole show schedule and the names of people that, you know, have been on his show. It's really a good show. It's an interesting show because it's uncensored, you know. So it's like Charlie Rose, except the interview is more interesting. And it's not a knock on Charlie Rose, but it's just you can go places that you can on network TV. Plus, it's uncensored, and it's more or less like just sitting around having a few beers. So check that out if you're of a mind. The other thing is tonight we have a new sponsor. I'm very proud to mention Young Miller, the legal firm in Whittier, California, Los Angeles, other offices. Young Miller, a new sponsor on our show, and we will be mentioning their services, legal services, later in the program. And you guys that follow behind the scenes here on Phil TV, you know that I have only in recent times, by recent times, I mean within the last, 20 years, and I'm 58, so really in the period encompassing my 40s up to the present moment, I have increasingly found it necessary to have lawyers, and that's not to say that I'm running around suing people. You're protecting what you have. You have to. And I've had First Amendment lawyers, and I've got a personal attorney who works in a representative form for me, when I'm doing a negotiation for my profession, contracts and stuff. And I've also got now copyright and trademark attorneys, because more and more in this entrepreneurial world that we live in, everything that you do, everything that I do, everything that all of us does constitutes our creation, our work. And to the extent that we want people to know that it is ours so that it has value for us, you have to protect it. And if it can be anything, really. I mean, if you are a furniture maker, if you are an inventor, if you're a doctor or a scientist, someone who has come up with a formula for something, or maybe it's just the name of your business, that you've come up with a very inventive name and someone's trying to, you have to kind of go that route. So I've been involved in that kind of law for a few years now, since the actual ownership of my material, passed to me. And other areas, I have a First Amendment attorney. In fact, he's on Twitter, Norm Kent. If you go to Twitter and you see, I follow Norm Kent. Norm,
Parents Television Council are in an uproar.
Okay. That was Wayne Resnick on KFI. Is Wayne on today? I guess he is. I guess.
Check one, two.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Phil.
All right, man.
Yeah, Wayne on today. Lisa's out sick.
Okay. Real good, man. Real good. So that was Wayne Resnick on the air on KFI. I was a fan. I'm going to have to turn this off at some point. So there's my copy points for my good buddies, Joe Miller and Daniel Young over at Young Miller. What are we going to do in the show tonight? We're probably going to reconstitute to a degree. Here it is here. Let me see what I'm doing here. This is the L.A. City Commission with a split personality. Cell phones are civil rights. So poor. We got Bobby Dooley. But I got to find out another attorney. I got to find out another character.
Well, yes, Phil. This voice is very difficult. I don't think we could do this.
Well, there's going to be an awful lot. I have a lot of money. Judge of Beverly Hills here. Yeah, I think that what we need, we're going to have to start looking at this. Phil, I think what we have to start looking at.
Boy, that's rough.
Phil, I think that what we have to start looking at here is the idea, the general idea that, Phil, would you get that Miracle Whip off of there, because it's bugging me.
What happened to that, man?
Ooh. Boy, that Miracle Whip bugs me.
I got to tell you, I said mentioned this on Twitter today. It takes a brass pair of balls to open up a Miracle Whip Twitter account, which I God bless Miracle Whip. They've somehow made that product something that some people cannot live without. And I think it's interesting because I hate Miracle Whip. And a lot of people, just about everyone that I talk to, hates Miracle Whip. And yet, there it is, going strong, God knows how many years. It's become, I'm fond now of the Miracle Whip brand. I don't like the product. The idea that they recommend you put it on sandwiches to me is, I think you could criminally prosecute them for that. How dare... What did you say I could do? Go ahead, try it on a sandwich. See how you like it there. I've mistakenly... Let me tell you how much I hate Miracle Whip. I have mistaken, as we all have, and I think that's part of their genius, I've mistaken a jar of Miracle Whip in the refrigerator for mayonnaise. Now, a lot of people hate mayonnaise. I don't. I like mayonnaise. I like mayonnaise on roast beef, on a roast beef sandwich. I like mayonnaise sometimes, not always, sometimes on a hamburger. I like mayonnaise naturally on just, I don't believe in spreading it thick, but a little hint of it, you know, just a little bit of a hint, not a problem. And I've reached for mayonnaise in the refrigerator, and I've come out with a jar of Miracle Whip, and I've been fooled, you know, just, oh, here's the mayo, yeah. So anyway, Bill, I was telling you, and I'm slathering on this goddamn Miracle Whip, and all you have to do is take one bite, and you know something viciously terrible has happened. Something vicious, something, a personal assault has taken place when you bite into that Miracle Whip. To be more specific, I don't like Miracle Whip because it tastes sweet. It's too sweet for mayonnaise. It's just, it doesn't. And then the other thing that I happen to like, and this will probably gag a lot of people, I don't care. I like egg salad sandwiches. I love them. With chopped up scallions, salt, pepper. You got to have the mayo in there, baby, to get the whole thing to kind of turn into a spread. And, of course, you know, the eggs. I love it. On good wheat bread, it's a goddamn good sandwich. Anyway, I have mistakenly gone into the refrigerator and boinked in a thing of Miracle Whip and have ruined an entire batch of hard-boiled eggs doing that. And maybe if people hate egg salad sandwiches, they're probably saying that you were saved from a fate worse than death, Phil. No. No, I wasn't. Because, my brother, I like the egg salad sand. But when you slather in Miracle Whip, friend... Those are fighting words. So anyway, Miracle Whip for me is an amazing product. And so therefore, I hate it so much, and yet it is such a long-standing... It is beloved. I don't ever want to see the brand go away. I want Miracle Whip to always, you know, wave its freak flag high, and I want people to know. And I would never, ever countenance... if they were a sponsor, I would find a way to say, you know... Hi, Phil Hendry here for Miracle Whip. Now, I don't eat it, and there are reasons why I don't eat it, and there are good reasons why I don't eat it. I personally think it tastes like bad clam dip. I personally think it tastes fetid, corrosive. I personally believe it was put together. I think that there's some kind of leakage from a dead cow. I don't know, and I don't want to say, but you may like it. And if you like a good spread, if you'll pardon the expression, then can we say that? Can we say that? Yes, you can say that. If you like a good spread... By the way, there's a great character in Viz magazines. You know I've been recommending Viz now for many, many years. Viz is the comic, the humor magazine from Great Britain. It's brilliant, and it always has been funny, and I can't see a time when it won't be funny, because they just keep on being fucking funny over there at Viz. Anyway, they have a character, and it's some kid's name and his double entendres. The kid is always laughing at double entendres, and his mother will say something like, "Oh, I gave Mr. So-and-so some plums. I think I need to reach down into his bag and grab them." And, you know, it just shows the kid all... And Mr. So-and-so is going hiking with us today, Simon. He's going to climb right up on top and plant his flag. And the kid's all... So, in keeping with the Simon, whatever his name is, and his double entendres, I've got one for you guys. You know, low price spread. I don't know if you can use that. Miracle Whip's big in Great Britain. I'm sure the British have something similar. I, as a matter of fact, I'm almost certain they do. I think I've seen references to some god-awful fucking spread they got over there. And there's other shit, you know, like, what was it? Remember in the Men at Work, Vegemite, is that Men at Work? Yeah. Vegemite sandwich? Vegemite is some goddamn stuff they've got in Australia that they spread on everything, right? So, next to the Vegemite and next to whatever the fuck they're eating in Britain, we put very proudly here in the United States Miracle Whip. And never has a product been more aptly named, because if you can get somebody to eat that shit, it's a miracle. Thank you, and we'll be right back. This portion of the Phil Hendry program brought to you by Miracle Whip. If you eat it, it's a fucking miracle. If you grew up in Arcadia, California, like I grew up in Arcadia, California, you remember a truck that was driving throughout Arcadia during the 60s and the 70s. It was a truck that had been converted. It had been hopped up, if you will, jalopied up. It had been refurbished by the owner, some kid who lived down on Fairview Avenue in Arcadia. And I think the family name was Baldwin. Very, very nice guy. And he was older than me and older than most of my friends. So we were like 14. He was like 18. Anyway, he and his brother found out in the desert the old body of an old Ford truck, one of those old Model A type or Model T type truck bodies. They haul this fucking thing back to Arcadia or wherever, you know, some speed shop, you know, in Monrovia. And they mount it on a, you know, fairly souped up chassis. They put the big fucking meats on the back. I think they, you know, put some sort of 380, 387 or something as the engine, and then painted it, and painted on the side of it, Miracle Pies. If it's a good pie, it's a miracle. That was a completely sexual joke, double entendre. That was very focused on 60s and 70s sensibility, because nobody calls a woman's, pardon me, ladies, but no one these days calls a woman's vagina her pie. I mean, that just, it used to be, though. That used to be it. And this was a sort of teenage male's smart-ass sense of humor. Miracle Pies, if it's a good pie, it's a miracle. Painted this on the side of that goddamn truck. And if you grew up grew up in Arcadia in the 60s and 70s, you saw the Miracle Pie truck every fucking place. Now, I've been back to Arcadia on and off over the last, 30 years. I was there until 1990. Then I moved out of Sierra Madre to San Gabriel Valley, and I was off to Ventura, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Miami, and then back to L.A. in the late 90s. I saw the Miracle Pie truck through probably from the time that those guys converted that fucking thing to the last, which was in the late 60s, I saw that truck in Arcadia from my senior year in high school, let's say, all the way through, maybe even my junior year in high school, all the way through to about 1984, I want to say, and then it vanished. And I don't know what happened to it. If anyone has any information, please contact us here at Phil TV in HD. Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip. Many of you are wondering, what is this? This is our outdoor camera this evening focused on the Santa Susana Pass Historic Park. As you know, this is where Spahn Ranch was. This is also an extremely historic part of the northern county of Los Angeles, northwest county of L.A. There was a stagecoach trail that went through this park, and it still exists in part. You can go into Santa Susana Historic Pass Park and see the old stage trail that was, this is very interesting, that was built and commissioned by the California legislature in the 1850s, because there was a need for a solid stagecoach trail, because the old one that they had used, and I don't remember where it was getting washed out by rains, and it was just too fucking dangerous and insane. And they decided to bypass that and create this stage trail that went through Santa Susana Pass and eventually hooked up and went all the way to San Francisco. That was the goal, to have a good, solid stagecoach trail that went all the way to San Francisco. This lasted until, I guess, the 1870s, when rail traffic in California became standard, and there was just no need any longer for stagecoaches the way that we needed them then. There was still short stage travel. But it's really fascinating to note that stagecoach travel in the Los Angeles basin started somewhere around the Cahuenga Pass. If you wanted to go north, it started somewhere around the Cahuenga Pass in Hollywood, and you had to go up to the valley and then pick up in the valley this Santa Susana stagecoach trail that went through Santa Susana, went into Ventura County, and then picked up the line to San Francisco. Now, once we got train traffic in California, the stagecoach trails were limited to these small trips from the L.A. Basin, say, up to Ventura County. But this was a fucking, I mean, it's unbelievable to note that it took you all goddamn day, man, to go from Cahuenga Pass to Ventura County through Santa Susana. It was like a fucking 12-hour trip. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because there were, I don't want to say anything bad about our Native Americans, but maybe they were getting their fucking asses scalped. No, I don't know. America's Most Hated Woman, Casey Anthony, on the cover of the New York Post with, yes, we have to state it out loud, those big tits. It must be said, you know, to paraphrase John Hurt in Alien, we must go on, we have to go on, but we must state the big tits. And, but beyond that, it's, would you touch it? Every one of you guys out there, I know the answer. You don't have to lie to me. Yes, you would if no one found out about it. Or you probably, some of you guys don't even give a shit. But I wouldn't. Just on pure principle alone, I wouldn't go near it. Knowing that that killed its kid, I don't give a shit. What's, oh, she's in town? She's coming here, huh? Listen, I'll see you in a moment. This portion of Phil Hendry Lies, brought to you by Miracle Whip. Now then, okay, I got to get my shit together here, man.
Yeah, well, I think that thing.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I think that the economy has got to the point where now we really, well, I think our economy has gotten to the point.
Well, I think now the economy has gotten to the point. Let me tell you something, my young friend.
Yes, Phil, Steve and I are very concerned. We're very concerned.
That voice is not making it, man. All right, so we got Don Parsley tonight. The Yubum County County. The Yubum County County Stampede, that's what it is.
Well, oh, yeah, Phil. Well, yes, sir, I did. And my family was all very... I think that they, for my money... Well, Mr. Hendry, I don't think there's any question that the country is in serious trouble, and I need...
Well, I think that the country is... Yes.
You know who else has large... And I shouldn't say... Forgive me, I won't say. But you know who else has big tits? Is Jeannie Pirro, is that her name, the judge on Fox? And they've... I think they're sending her in for breast reduction, in fact, because it's, you know, it's ridiculous. All right, I apologize for that because I'm not a tit man, never have been. Those of you who know that it's all about, I don't even really, at this point, I'm not even interested in any kind of sexual activity whatsoever with the. All right.
Mr. Henry, this is General Galen Shaw, Phil.
Oh, General Shaw, how are you?
Well, I'm fine until I started watching your video cast and you're there in the middle of it. It looks like some sort of a barranca or chaparral. And you're wearing your sunglasses, and you look like an asshole.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A child is born.
Oh, you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying.
I wish you'd stop doing that. You look like an ass.
You said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand. But the
will you cut it out? All right.
Yes, well, my family was in the middle of the Yubum County stampede.
They shifted right and they went left. I am appalled. I'm appalled.
Well, Phil, hi, Phil. Yes, what we're really worried about is we have a need.
I think that we have to standardize.
Well, I feel, yes, we feel that there needs to be some standardization of food stamps. Well, we feel that we need to standardize food stamps.
Standardize food stamps? What do you mean? It's hard to understand. I'm looking at History Channel. It's a insect thing. I had a friend of mine who was into insects. He was was in med school, and just anything scientific he was into. This is fucked up, Jack. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm watching. It has to do with insects, and it's fucking weird. But, you know, insects, here's the thing to keep in mind about insects. They are small computers. That's really what they are. They are small organic computers. There's absolutely nothing else going on with an insect but its programming. Nothing. And it's the most basic of life, other than, you know, cells and, I don't know, whatever else is more basic. Oh, there's that bull dyke there's the lady that's on Glee.
Boy, you are really, oh, boy, you put your foot in it there, didn't you? You put your foot in it there, didn't you?
Well, Phil, the Emmys are going to be on. That is correct, Phil. The Emmys are going to be on, and I think it's time that we look Phil, a conservative, but I'm a conservative, but I don't think there's any question that we need to start looking into food stamps. I can't, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm a conservative, and I live, Phil, yes, Larry Grover. Hi, Phil, this is Larry Grover.
Larry may be good because he's with his mom. He lives with his mom.
Hi, I'm Larry Grover, and it's time now for How Can Larry Get By Still Living on His Mother's Service Porch, Sleeping on a Cot, and just pining away for Marcia Clark. God, do I need some of that. Now, I'll tell you that right now. I could use some of Marcia Clark. And I say it openly, and I say it with great vim and vigor, and I would respect Miss Clark. I am a religious man. I'm a Christian man, and the intimacy that I would have with Ms. Clark would be one of, it would be clean, it would be crisp. There would be no, I would never abuse a woman, and I would never look at a woman as a sex object. Any sexual contact we had would be clean. It would there would be solvents and cleaning materials ready at the ready. So that as soon as we were done consummating the act, I would immediately burn the sheets, burn, everything.
That's very romantic.
Well, what do you mean romantic? You know something, my friend? We live in a day and age where women are disrespected. I can make love to a woman without removing any of her clothing.
Will she be pregnant?
What do you mean? Will she be pregnant before I make love?
No. Will she become pregnant after you make love to her, even though she hasn't removed her clothing?
Well, three guesses and the first two don't count. No.
And well, then you're not. Are you?
Who says you got to be naked? Huh? Yeah. Pinned you on that one.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of interpretation, I suppose. But
who says you've got to be naked to make love to a woman? Okay. I can have. She has to be nude. But I can. I have all of my clothes on. No, wait. Actually,
how do you make love to a woman if she's not naked?
You don't have. She doesn't have to be naked. You do. All right? You understand, right? She can be in a full business suit with high heels, everything, her hair done, her nails having just been done, and she's on her way out the door to catch a plane to Silicon Valley. And that's how. And you're going to make love to her. You have to strip. But she can be.
She can be fully clothed.
She can be fully clothed. So there you have the John Lennon Yoko Ono look, see? You, fetal and nude, and her laying there, bored almost to a criminal level. Bored to the level of criminality.
Okay, Larry, I can see where you're coming from, you know.
Oh, can you? Can you see where I'm coming from? Is that what you're doing?
What are you laughing at?
Well, I just love it. Oh, you can see where I'm coming from.
Oh, give me that 70s, let's get married in the woods. You know, let's get married on the edge of a fjord sentiment. And so I think the time has come. I'm a conservative, but if Obama's passing out the favors, let me tell you what, I'll take some. I need food stamps. I need food stamps. I'm sleeping on a cot! On a cot!
Don Parsley. Get a fucking headache wearing sunglasses inside.
Get a headache wearing sunglasses inside. That's what will happen to you.
I'm going to crash here. I know halfway through the show I'm going to crash because I'm flying on coffee, but I haven't had a goddamn thing to eat. Well, I had a little something. I had a little something to eat, but not much. I was all right for a while.
One verse is clear above the dean. Proud Ariane, one word my will to sustain.
Fuck this shit.
For me,
this isn't Led Zeppelin. This is, I don't know, I don't like this fucking album. I don't like anything about it. The only song I liked on this album was this one. November, we need the Miracle Whip jar. Here it is!
I'm Larry Grover, and I need food stamps! Food stamps! I'm Larry Grover, and I need food stamps!
I could actually make some money as this would be the art piece that I would roll at the L.A. County Museum of Modern Bullshit. Right? Here's what I'd do. First of all, you have this, and then as you're hearing this, you also hear this.
I'm Larry Grover. I'm Larry Grover. I need food stamps.
You get yourself a grant from the national, whatever the fuck they call it, huh? Yeah. I can get me a grant from that national arts, that's what it is, national fucking arts thing. I get me a grant, and I'll get me a grant faster than Ulysses S. Grant, huh? Yeah. And so, I get me a grant, and you know what you do here, let me show you what you do. You put this bullshit up, it doesn't matter, some kind of bullshit like that. Yeah, right here. See? Go ahead, do that.
You want me to talk?
Yeah, just do the thing you do.
I'm Larry Grover, and I need food stamps.
Yeah, yeah, see? I'm Larry Grover. No. Don't put it on me. Put it on the other. Put it on. Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Larry Grover.
All right. Fuck. Okay. I'm going to be okay. All right, so we're going to do... I guess we got to do Larry, man, because I can't do that fucking...
I'm Larry... Well, Phil, I'll tell you that the way the things are going now, all bets are off. There is no ideology. I need food stamps.
Phil, I think the way things are going now, Phil, I need food stamps, and Steve and I need food stamps.
I don't know if I can pull off that fucking Bobby voice.
Steve and I desperately need food stamps. Steve, my husband, if I
keep the voice way up there, then it starts to do one of these.
Steve, my husband, is the landscaper for.
I'm going to be working too hard on the voice and not be in character. That's what's going to happen. Sure as Jesus made green apples. So.
Well, Phil, this past week we have seen an unprecedented event take place in this country. I'm a conservative, but even I want to go on food stamps. I want my mother to go on food stamps. I think it's time that Obama start giving fat, dishing it out, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Last night I did Larry Grover, and it was great, and today it's... It's probably fine. Yeah, sure.
Just as a way, I'm Larry Grover, and just to give you an idea, Phil, of what it is we're up against here at the Larry Grover household, mother, who calls me Missile, by the way, because I was uncircumcised, and we had a fight last night whereby she had that Boo Cow Kramer, and I could have beaten her, and I've never laid a hand on mother. Never.
Larry, that's not true.
Mother, I have never laid a hand on you.
That's not true, Larry. When I did the... You don't like being called Missile Dick, right?
No, I don't like being called Missile Dick.
When you walked into the kitchen one day and I went, 5, 4, 3...
All right, yes, I did slap you then.
Larry, that was so hurtful.
Mother, don't do a countdown when I walk into a kitchen. Everyone will know that it means my dick looks like a missile.
Sure.
Who was that?
It was Mr. Hendry.
What are you doing here?
You're on my airwaves.
Oh! Well, what do you think?
I think you got a screw loose. You need help. I think you need help desperately.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Phil. Do you watch this, this Fox News?
Yeah.
Boy, they got a piece of ass on there.
Wow, man. Something bad happened. By the way, what's going on in what's up with London? What the fuck? Let me tell you what's happening. People are really nervous. People are scared. They hear downgrade this, and they hear stock market that, and they hear unemployment here, and the money is over there, and then we got to, you know. We've been trying too hard to fix things so that it doesn't hurt. It's impossible. It's going to hurt. And I'm hopeful that our country... This country has the maturity to make the tough decisions without everybody fucking flipping their goddamn lid. And if it wasn't America, I wouldn't believe it possible. But the United States has, as I said, we've dealt with this shit in spades over the years, all kinds of social problems, and et cetera. And we got to butch up in this fucking country. You know, we saw a generation of people put up with a depression, a world war, all kinds of shit. Everybody kept their fucking mouth shut, and they went forward, and they did. We didn't know why we went to war in Europe. There were a bunch of guys going over there, why are we in fucking Europe? Why are we going to fight this fucking war? What the fuck? Until they found the concentration camps. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it became very clear, didn't it?
What if they hadn't found any concentration camps?
There was still enough evidence of those scum-sucking dogs. Fuck you! I ain't going to argue with you.
Just asking a question. I don't know why you didn't agree.
What?
I don't know
what. Is this Larry Grover? Well, why don't you talk like a man?
He's now regressed. Ever since I said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, because it's his missile dick.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so Larry is now about that big. He's an ant. His mother is into missile dick jokes, and I still don't have the voice.
You're going to have to use this voice. I think that the president now, we have to go on food stamps. That's all there is to it. My mother, who does not believe we need this assistance, but I do, I do. Will you take your own mother to be your lawful wedded wife? Yes, I'm going to have to marry my own mother because there are certain tax breaks that we can get.
What do you mean you got to marry your own?
I have no choice. I may have to marry my own mother. Can you believe this is what Obama has done to me? This is what this the legacy of this. Oh. And I have to say the conservative power, they all let me down.
Larry may be too. Larry Grover may be too, what do you call it? Too opinionated, too strident, too focused on the actual issue. Whereas Bobby is just a suburban, clueless, self-conscious, self-absorbed woman.
Well, I don't know, Phil, but... It seems to me the only thing we can do is to go on food stamps.
Yeah, that voice is not working.
All right, so you're going to go with me, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, then make up your goddamn mind, okay? You know?
Well,
let me see that Miracle Whip. I got to get into the groove. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Miracle Whip. Oh, yeah. I love it.
I love it.
Got to have it. Right, Phil, I think what we have...
Fuck. I don't like that fucking character. God damn it. I'm looking for my character sheet. You know what? It doesn't fucking matter, really.
Well, Phil, I hear from an awful lot of people. People are suffering, and there are those of us who are going to have to go on food stamps as well. People are suffering. Well, Phil, I think people are suffering. Well, Phil, I think people are suffering, and in ways that we won't know for a long time. Because of this,
I feel a hell of a leer here.
Yes, well, people are suffering. There's no question. I may have to go on food stamps, you know.
Right. Well, you know, people are suffering, and we're going to have to, I want, you know, our unit, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is looking to make sure that no one is,
I think there's a lot.
I think there's a lot to do there with Larry and his mom, so, Kyle, and let's not forget... The fuck is that, man?
Oh, what's he gonna do? You wanna get out?
Not right now, no. No. Thank you. Not right now, no. I'm not gonna get down now. I'm, you know, working. I'm gonna get down. Oh, dear. Nope, not right now. Not getting down right now. Working. Work. All right.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, bro.
We're all done with the show. We're going to put you in the, we're going to put the show in your headphones.
You got it, man.
Los Angeles. You hooked up to the,
I am, man.
On the hour.
On the
head. Yep, I do.
A deadly.
Test it out.
I'm Michael Crozier. At least 30 American troops, 7 Afghan soldiers have been killed in a NATO helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Taliban has claimed responsibility.
Hey, you might want to wait, but do you know the IQ of that live teaser or live
program? Yeah, man.
Helicopters were beginning to launch a raid.
Here it is. I'm going to give the phone number twice on the second phone number.
They shot it down with a
on the second phone number, yeah.
And ultimately forced the helicopter to crash.
Officials say this is the highest number of soldiers killed in a single incident in Afghanistan. At least 22 of the soldiers killed, the U.S. soldiers killed, were from the Navy SEAL Team 6, which was responsible for killing Osama bin Laden. But officials say that none of the troops killed today were on the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Slow downtown.
101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side has patches of slowing from DeSoto Avenue to the 405, then again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110.
Young Miller. 5
North
Young
is slow from
Miller.
Valley View.
Young
Avenue
Miller.
Southbound side is slow and go from the 10 to Imperial
Law,
Highway.
In
Culver City, 405 North is slow from
their website
Boulevard
says
to Sunset
Young
Boulevard.
Miller
Southbound
Law.
Southbound side is slow from Colville Boulevard to the 90. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Signy Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Santa Monica, the 10 East is going to be slow and go from 20th Street to the 5. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Credit rating agency Standard & Poor's has downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. Fox's Ed Henry says it's the first time the U.S. credit rating has ever been down.
It could actually go further down. In fact, the Standard & Poor's report that comes along with this downgrade says that they're going to be reevaluating the situation in the days ahead, and that in 12 to 18 months they could downgrade U.S. debt further.
S&P says it cut the country's rating by a notch because the deficit reduction plan passed by Congress last week did not go far enough to stabilize the country's debt situation. President Obama is calling on Democrats and Republicans to work together to grow the economy and get Americans back to work. In his weekly media address, the president says one way to do it is tax cuts.
We need to extend tax cuts for working and middle-class families so you have more money in your paychecks next year. That would help millions of people to make ends meet. And that extra money for expenses means businesses will have more customers and will be in a better position to hire.
The president says his urgent mission is to get the economy growing faster and create more jobs. In the Republicans' weekly address, New York Congressman Michael Grimm says he voted for the debt deal, but he's not completely satisfied.
Hey, Phil, in the original email said 932, right?
Well, I don't know. Let me look and see.
Which includes spending cuts rather than...
I
understand it was only one time during the show, though, at 9:32.
Okay. No tax. There may be some recorded
that are running. There's no better way to provide spending to the private sector and control spending over the long haul than
looking at this email.
Amendment. 3, 2, 1, to the biggest
I didn't see
in the
a time,
system.
To be honest with you.
Lift off of the Atlas V with Juno on a trek to Jupiter.
The robotic explorer Juno has blasted off on an unmanned rocket, starting a 5-year journey to Jupiter, 1.7 billion
from
miles
Brett.
Away. 8 other spacecrafts have made the trip since the 1970s.
Looks like we might have to do it at 8:14.
Going to orbit around Jupiter's poles. It'll stay there for a year, gathering information that scientists hope will help solve the mystery of how planets are formed.
A planetary piece of the puzzle
right.
on the
Wait
beginning of our solar system.
Amy King, KFI News.
Buddhist monks are so nice to make those lobsters even bigger for my belly. That story, the forecast, much more, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
I want you to get a pin out because I'm going to give you the phone number of a fantastic law firm by the name of Young Miller Law. My name is Joe Young, and I'm the senior partner of Young Miller Law, representing clients throughout Southern California.
And I'm Dane Miller, the managing partner of Young Miller. There's an old saying, Joe, hungry dogs hunt better. That certainly applies to Young Miller because we're a hungry law firm that fights for our clients.
We know how to argue, and we definitely know how to win.
Folks, I personally oversee each and every case we handle, so I can assure you that we'll do everything in our power to win and to accomplish your goals. At Young Miller Law, we handle a variety of legal issues. We handle real estate matters.
Family law.
Employment law.
All right, so 814 will remind you before it comes up.
Good deal.
The number I want you to write down is 800-968-9930.
That's 800-968-9930. And if you want a law firm that will treat you like family, pay you the attention you deserve, and go that extra mile your case demands, call us today.
800-968-9930. 800-968-9930.
We'll get the job done.
534 lobsters have a temporary new lease on life thanks to a group of Tibetan Buddhists. 30 Buddhists traveled to Gloucester, Massachusetts this week, bought 600 pounds of lobsters from a seafood wholesaler, loaded them up, sprayed them with blessed water, clipped the bands binding their claws, released them back into the Atlantic Ocean. The ritual done in the area a couple times a year. Of course, after they're released, they're just going to get caught again. But hey, even if that happens, they've had a longer life, and that makes it worth it because you get a chance for it to get bigger for your plate. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds, fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows around 60 degrees. Clear to sunny skies again tomorrow with temperatures like today. Highs in the mid-70s at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County, mid-80s in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week and highs in the upper 80s, maybe around 90. Right now in Dana Point, 72. Cypress, 76. Pasadena, 79. Hacienda Heights, 78 degrees. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
AFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And, of course, during the week, we're on KTLK, our sister station. We're grateful that you are with the only talk show that knows what it's talking about. This is a talk show that goes places other talk shows cannot go. And that's just something they shouldn't do and they won't do. But we do on this show each and every night and each and every week here on KFI till 10 o'clock tonight. A reminder, we're on our website as well at PhilTV and HD at PhilHendryShow.com. So we have our live video cast, the podcast available at KFIAM640.com as well. So you can check those things out. Hope you're having a good Saturday and a good Saturday night plan. Very crazy week and a very upsetting week for a lot of people, including myself. But I try to keep it together. I'm not gnawing on my fingernails as much as maybe some other people. But a very very strange week with the downgrading of, and what does that mean? I mean, we've all had our economy, we've all had our credit at one time or another look a way that we'd rather it didn't. I dare say there are a great many of us who've had our credit look in ways that, you know, we can't put up with. Larry Grover is joining us here from Culver City. Larry is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. So I want to talk with you, Larry, tonight about this, about the economic situation. You're a political conservative, correct?
Absolutely, Phil. This is how I have made my way, made my bones in the political world.
But as a conservative, and you're looking at the economy, you're looking at the way Obama's handled things, and obviously you're not happy. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, that was the $64,000 question as I was talking with you and talking to other people this week. I am politically a conservative, but these are times where we do not and should not rely on one's political ideology. I think we have to look very straight ahead. I had the problem in my home. I'm a divorced. I have four kids. I've got a wife. They're not necessarily because they live with their mother. They're not immediate dependents. There is a spousal support and child support agreement in place. But I also have mother, and we have a home here where, you know, I'm not personally doing all that well. I've devoted an awful lot of time
All right, now I don't mean to interrupt you.
Well, hold on, I just want to let people know that, because when you interrupt me in the middle of saying something as sensitive and something that exposes me that way, I feel a little...
I understand. I apologize. I know that you're getting into some personal stuff. I wanted to make sure the audience knew that we're talking about the economy, and I can hear the TV in the background.
Yeah, hold, mother, turn that down a little bit, mother. I don't care. She's got Discovery Channel.
Okay.
So I guess there's something happening. What is... an insect show or something. So what I'm saying is...
Well, if she can turn that down, that would help us.
All right. What I'm saying is this, Phil. I haven't had the easiest time of it because I have devoted my life to solving this country's problems as a conservative. I devoted a great deal of my time to trying to get Bill Clinton impeached and thrown out of office. That didn't work. I lost my wife and my children. We had 8 years of President Bush, God bless him, where we had a terrible time with terrorism and 9/11. Now we have Barack Obama, and they're doing what they're doing, which is to blame Bush and to drive the situation even further into, and let me be very graphic, right straight into the toilet of history. And it forces me to do something that I never thought that I would do as a conservative, and that is consider food stamps. And
Things are that bad for you.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I see other people are on food stamps. I see other people getting social assistance.
Well, is the income? I just wanted to ask you: do you technically have you technically sunk income-wise to the level?
No, I haven't sunk income-wise. This is the thing that I want to let your audience know. I'm doing. We have an income here. I make money. My mother has investments, and she has her Social Security. But because the credit rating of America has been downgraded to junk. Isn't that what they said, junk bond status?
No, it's no, it's not junk, okay?
Well, it's like Greece.
No, it's not like Greece. No, Greece is junk. The United States is AA+. Now, that sounds nice, but when you've had traditionally, AAA credit and you were, lock solid,
Yeah, so in other words, it's bad. I didn't know if it would have been downgraded to junk or if it was AA. So it's bad.
It's in relative terms, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying that the parameters and those thresholds for applying for things like, food stamps, social assistance for the handicapped, social assistance aid to families, I have to now begin to think in those terms, and I do that. And
well, but Larry, this is why I want to ask you this question, okay? You are not impoverished.
No, I'm not impoverished. But the point.
No, hold on. You're not impoverished. You have a job. You have income. Your mother has investments, so you have money, and it's not money that it's not. In other words, you're not at the poverty line.
No, you misunderstand. You don't understand what's happened. What has happened is America has had its credit downgraded
And now I can't even look to my conservative colleagues for an answer because they dropped the ball in the dirt. I can't look at progressives because all they're going to do is destroy what's left of this country. So I have to, now I have to look at this and say, okay, forget about ideology. What do I got to do? I got to get food stamps. And I got to.
Isn't that panicking?
I don't think it's panicking at all, no.
And well, if you don't need food stamps, okay?
The country's credit rating got downgraded. There was a debt ceiling that wasn't handled properly.
All right, so in other words, you have what you're saying is you're in such a panic.
No, I'm not in a panic, Phil. I'm not in a panic.
Well, it's all right, if I may, for just a moment. It sounds to me like you're in such a panic that you've decided to throw your ideology out the window, throw your all of it out the door.
Look, I'll give you the... You know, when I moved in with Mother, I'm sleeping on a cot on a service porch. There's not enough room here. Do I have enough money to move out? I do. Is it something that I want to do now? No. Why? I need the money so that we can continue with our newsletter. See? Thank you. Please don't do that. I need the money so that we can continue with our newsletter, so that we can continue.
Bill?
Who's that?
Hi, Bill. It's Sally Grover.
Mrs. Grover, how are you?
I got a hold of these new crowd.
Don't do that.
I'm going to talk to Miss Randy. I got a hold of these new cow creamers. I won one in a contest. Saw Bob Barker.
Okay.
So when you pour the milk.
That's very nice, dear. I need to talk to Larry. We're on the air.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're on the air, Mother. She's got these Moo Cow creamer, and she starts to pour. When you pour the milk out of it. All right, that's nice, Mom. That's very nice, Mom. And when you pour the milk out of it, it makes the noise. The point that I'm making here, Phil, is that at this point, you cannot do that.
I wanted to.
You cannot do that. You've got enough cream in your coffee, don't you? So that you don't have.
Look, Larry, we're on the air, and I don't know what that may mean to your mother because you get her out of the room.
Mr. Henry wants you out of the room. Mr. Henry wants you out of the room. So if you wouldn't mind, if you could take the. Just look here. Take this.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute, Mother, but we're in the cream in there.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Ah!
Hold on. Okay, we're talking about the economy here with Larry Grover, and thank you very much, Mrs. Grover, for showing me that, and that's a lot of fun. I'm glad that you got to meet.
She's still doing it. She doesn't care. She has no concern, no consideration whatsoever for the feelings of others. All she wants...
Don't stop it.
All right, she's gone.
So let's continue, okay? And if you could somehow keep her out of the kitchen or wherever you are.
I'm in the bathroom. This is the only place that I've got for any kind of privacy. I have to sit in the bathroom. And the problem is Mother doesn't believe you're entitled to privacy unless you've got your pants down and you're sitting on the toilet. And so in order for me to get privacy, I've got to pretend like I'm using the toilet.
And well, what do you mean?
What I mean is I've got to pull my pants down and sit on the toilet.
Otherwise, she doesn't believe that you're...
Otherwise, she doesn't believe I really need the privacy.
Well, why don't you lock the door?
She doesn't want doors locked. Otherwise, she can't check to make sure. It's a very unsettling situation, Phil. It's something that I don't look forward to when I get up in the morning. It's something that I have nightmares about at night, but it's something that I got to do. So what I'm saying is sometimes ideology's got to take a back seat.
Well, for a conservative to say that you feel you need to go on food stamps preemptively, that you feel you need aid to dependent families or, you know, families with dependent children preemptively, that you feel you need to apply for whatever assistance you think you need to preempt, to me sounds like panic.
No, it is not panic. It is recognizing the reality. I got to get food stamps. I've got to get some kind of assistance from the government going because I don't know what next week is going to represent with this guy, this president that we've got.
And you're pretty sure that it's all President Obama's fault, huh?
Look, I'm not going to get into that discussion with you. We're just not going to go down that road because I can tell you I am very, very serious. But take that out, please. You're in a bathroom. I'm in a bathroom with my pants off.
I know.
All right, let's take a break here. We're talking to Larry Grover. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. About the economy and what it means to him as a conservative, as a longtime voting conservative, as a longtime voting Republican, he says that all bets are off. He's going to apply for food stamps, even though he right now may not need them. I wonder if that situation, I wonder if that kind of thinking is at all prevalent among many of you. We'll take your phone calls. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534. And you can give us a call here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover with us this hour. Next hour, Don Parsley, a man whose family was endangered at a county fair over the last couple of weeks. 1-800-520-1KFI. The Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
This weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News is going to be packed. We'll talk about Jerry Brown pulling out what's left of his hair, the oxymoronic Super Congress, and more than your usual bomb threat down under. Those stories and more starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. And there's never been a better time to buy. Diamond prices are going crazy. The Jewelry Exchange has a huge stock they imported before the prices went up. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy-shaped solitaires for just $18.90. 1 to 2-carat standard solitaires are just $9.90 per carat. And we're holding the price on our 1-carat studs at $3.99. This is an incredible value. The Jewelry Exchange has the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum. We set in size while you wait and guarantee the rings we make to appraise for double. Some restrictions apply. 2-carat amethyst and diamond pendants are just $39. 3-stone rings start at just $169. And we have thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants all at incredible prices. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Don't miss this opportunity before prices go up. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 542-9000, or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, another protest takes place in front of the Fullerton Police Department, and the president says American deaths in Afghanistan are a reminder. Slow downtown.
The 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. The southbound side has patches of slowing from DeSoto Avenue to the 405, then again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is going to be slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 5. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 101. In Culver City, the 405 North is going to be slow from National Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. If you're traveling out of Santa Monica, 10 East is slow and go from 20th Street to the 110. And in Norwalk, the 5 North is slow from Valley View Avenue to the 710. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Spa Resort and Casino. I'm David Penson.
KFI News.
Just this week on KFI News.
A recorded vote is ordered. The bill is passed.
This agreement ensures that the debt ceiling will be extended.
But the stock market was not impressed.
The market's telling you they don't like that deal.
It's one of the worst five-day periods in market history.
Every single market going into full correction.
There's concern that the economy is falling back into recession.
Feds say they stopped an international child pornography ring.
Some of the children featured were just infants.
More on the beating at Dodgers Stadium.
New court filings allege Brian Stowe and his friends were attacked twice.
And the Fullerton City Council got quite an earful over the Kelly Thomas beating.
Over 80 spoke during the public comment period.
Last words of his life, Dad, I want you to hear that the rest of your life.
And it was quite the smackdown on the police chief, too.
I'm asking for the police chief to step down.
I call for you to step down, sir. Chief, man up. Step down.
One man even resorted to one of our favorite chants.
We're going
to
carry out nude, put your heads on a stick, figuratively, of course. Thank you.
And that was just this week.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
I've learned a few things cruising this river the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at boatresponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the guaranteed replacement cost coverage option. option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
To be perfectly honest, radio kind of sucked before KFI.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Andrew.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And with me is Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, as we continue kicking around what the downgrading of America's credit rating means, what the debt ceiling bill means, what the continued indebtedness this country has means. You're a conservative, Larry. You have had difficult economic times. Are you using that as a excuse to get on food stamps?
No, I am not. And I think you know me better than that. I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm saying that the progressive agenda has so destroyed this country and its ability to defend itself. You heard what the chairman said. The chairman said a little bit earlier, I think it wasn't Chairman McMullen, it was the... You don't get that out of there.
You're going to need to have your mother go somewhere else.
Sorry, I didn't do...
Mrs. Grover, we're on the air.
No, sir, sir. I like busting.
He likes to bust my rocks.
Go ahead.
He said it was a national security... Will you turn the television down? A national security question. All right. If the debt is a national security question, then I've got to look at it from the standpoint of what, how do I protect myself and a mother who is increasingly more difficult for me to deal with. You can hear her. She thinks it's funny, but I'm on the radio while she plays with this toy that she got. And, you know, two can play at that game. But the bigger question that I have, Phil, is am I compromising my conservative principles by applying for food stamps? That's not. I don't think there's a conservative out there that would be compromising his principles if he or she or it. These days, you don't know where we're going to have to pull our numbers from. If he, she, or it decided to apply for food stamps, that would not be compromising conservative principles now, because Obama has so ruined everything that. You can't really say. If you don't stop.
Just have her. Just let me talk to her for a minute.
Mr. Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, dear. Would you please not play with that creamer? Because I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because we're on the radio right now and it interrupts the flow. Okay?
I'm doing it because Larry is.
He locked you in your room.
Yes.
All right. Don't do that. And let me talk to Larry. Did you lock that woman in her room?
Yes, I did. I had a date last night.
You locked her in her room?
I had a date last night.
Because you had a date last night, why do you lock that elderly woman in her room?
Because if I don't, she comes out and starts talking to my date and says, oh, well, missile this and missile was born.
She calls you what?
My mother calls me missile in front of women because I wasn't circumcised. Okay? You happy? I gave you the information.
So you got some problems over there, man, that are far beyond anything having to do with food stamps. You know, you have...
No, the problem that I have is I've got an aged mother here who is... I have to take care of her. Yes, she has investments, and yes, she gets Social Security, and she gets a check from the brokerage on the trust that my father left. I don't get any of that money, though. My father cut me out of the will, so I get nothing. And in the meantime, I'm working on behalf of conservative interests in this country, so why shouldn't I get food stamps?
Because people are going to say, as a conservative, you are compromising your principles.
No, I'm not. When Obama has made things so bad, you have to compromise your principles. That's what I'm trying to say. I got to get food. It's not even a matter of me compromising principles. I got to make sure that we're protected. the way things are going.
So in other words, the way things are going with the economy in this country, you have to do this thing, that is, go out and get food stamps, because things are getting that bad.
That's exactly right.
So then what's the point of having a political point of view or a political philosophy? And I would like to ask any conservatives out there if they would agree with you. I doubt seriously. You know?
Oh, you doubt? What do you doubt? I'm the chairman of conservatives of Kern County. I think I know what conservatives believe. And conservatives right now are scared to death. I don't mind telling you. We are scared to death. We gave it our best shot. We went there with the Tea Party. We elected all the Tea Party. And we did the best we could. And we got turned away at the gate. We got laughed at and told to go peddle your papers. That's what's happened to this country.
All right, well, look, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. If there is a conservative contingent that wants to comment, I don't think you're going to have any that agree with you, Larry.
Well, you know, Phil, I don't look for conservatives to agree with me. I have always been the one that I've been out in front. I'm not behind the pack. I'm out in front of the pack, okay? I'm not behind having to smell everybody else. I lead the herd. And I can tell you, if you do that again, Mother, okay, here, watch this. I've got one, too.
Mr. Henry.
What, will you stop it with those moo cow creamers before I flip out?
I've got one. Every time she does it, I'll just do it.
Here.
Okay, watch this. Yeah.
So now I got two of them, huh?
The reason is that...
If you'll just ask that woman or take the phone outside or something.
I don't have a cell phone. All we have is a landline.
You're stuck to a landline, huh? All right. 1-800-521-534, 1-800-521-KFI. Somehow you're going to have to keep that from happening, and I don't think by ratcheting it up... Okay, Larry, don't do that, okay?
See, I've got one, too.
So?
Because you got one, now you're going to do that, and then she's going to do hers, and the whole thing is going to sound like that for the next half hour.
All right. Mr. Henry told me to tell you to grow up, grow the F up.
I didn't say that.
Well, grow the F up. The situation as it is now is I need food stamps and probably some level of assistance for the disabled. My mother is elderly, and I think that can qualify on some level as a disability if she is mentally disabled, if you understand what I'm saying.
So, are you going to apply for help for a disabled person?
Yeah, we got her Social Security. I think I can get disabled money, and we're going to get the food stamps and whatever else there is. I want to be a conservative, but I can't afford it right now.
All right, Larry Grover with us and his mother with the moo cow creamer. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. We also have Don Parsley coming up later on here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, we are on philhenryshow.com, Phil TV in HD. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thanks, sir. Somewhere between 200 and 500 people have gathered for a second straight Saturday in front of the Fullerton Police Department a month after Kelly Thomas died in police custody.
The 37-year-old homeless man died after being injured in a confrontation involving six Fullerton police officers who've been placed on leave. Protesters say Chief Michael Sellers should apologize to the dead man's family and release city surveillance footage of the incident. The department had no comment on the protest. Two city council members have also called on the police chief to resign. Terry Anser, KFI News.
KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
In Tustin on the 55 North to the 5 North connector, there's a two-car crash blocking the left lane of that transition road. Traffic slows at McFadden Avenue. In downtown L.A., 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side has patches of slowing from DeSoto Avenue to the 405 and then again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. In Culver City, 405 North is slow from National Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Santa Monica, 10 East is slow and go from 20th Street to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Mike Diamond Plumbing. Polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs won't find out his punishment this weekend after being convicted of sexually assaulting two underage girls at a Texas ranch. A judge adjourned court today after tears and testimony from a woman who claims Jeffs also abused her. The sentencing phase of Jeff's trial picks up Monday. He could be sentenced to life in prison. President Obama says the deaths of Americans in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan are a reminder of the extraordinary price the U.S. military is paying in the decade-long Afghan war. 30 American troops were killed today, including 22 Navy SEALs.
Hey, who were
shot
David.
In the eastern part of the country, the Taliban is claiming responsibility. The White House hasn't directly addressed the nation's first ever credit rating downgrade. Yeah. President Obama is spending the weekend at Camp David. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann says the president needs to talk to the country before the opening bell rings on Wall Street Monday.
It's potentially the most historic news in 80 years, and where's the president? He left for Camp David, and he hasn't been heard from since.
Yeah.
Press Secretary Dave,
you there?
Says a big reason for
I had an idea.
Downgrade was because the debt limit talks had been too
what if Larry...
Decisive.
Uh-huh.
Your forecast, much more of the world famous
Phil. What if Larry said, you know, like this?
You know, Phil, I think in memory of Kelly Thomas, they should at least consider my request for food stamps.
And I get really pissed at him for being even that for going that low, and he's like,
what do you mean go low?
You know what I mean? I can't hear. If he's saying something, I can't hear him.
Now, San Manuel is upping the ante.
I was going to say, Larry can say, why? Why is it going low? Because she's a woman?
Oh, he thinks it's a chick? So he doesn't even know who it is, right?
San Manuel's silver anniversary is so
big. That'd be good, man. I like it.
Let's do it, man.
So come on.
Hey, this Lee on the line right now is like crying and she lives in a car. Maybe a good guess.
Cool.
San Manuel Indian Bingo Casino's 24th
anniversary. Yeah, a woman is crying. I love that. I love it. I love to see a woman cry, especially with that goddamn boot count.
Check SanManuel.com every week to find out the latest.
You know this is going to be fun.
Must be 21 to win a casino. Please gamble responsibly.
Clouds and fog this evening, lows in the mid-60s. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures much like today, highs in the mid-80s. Clear on Monday and into next week, a little bit hotter, highs around 90. 82 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the guaranteed replacement cost coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI Survey Profile 39B.
Did I raise him, or did he raise me? Certainly, I wasn't ever the same. After he first turned his innocent eyes to me as if to say, "Who are you?" That same look would have a habit of settling on me over the years, and I'd forgive him anything. Well, almost anything, as we wandered through our early times together. As he grew, I kind of grew too. I learned again the joy of innocence and gained a new sense of responsibility along the way. And now, at last, I have something that I can give him to thank him for helping to grow me up. You never own a Patek Philippe. You merely take care of it for the next generation. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, South Coast Plaza.
You don't just want to know, you need to know.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. On the line with me, Larry Grover, here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we continue talking about his stated conservatism, but the need for food stamps that you say you and your mother and everyone that you know needs to go on because the wrecking of this economy by Barack Obama.
Well, you know, as a conservative, and let me just say this, I also want to say that in the name of that young, the individual that the police, Kelly Thomas, I think if we could do anything to be able to petition the government so that I can have food stamps and mother and others in the name of Kelly Thomas, and
Now let me ask you, isn't that sinking a little low?
Why? Because she's a woman?
No, who, Kelly Thomas?
Yeah.
It's a man! The man that was beaten up by the cops?
I'm not familiar, and I think a lot of people with the name Kelly...
Get familiar with the story before, and what is the point of you saying in the name of Kelly Thomas?
Look at what the way that people are being treated in this society. I'm a conservative, which means that I support the police, except in this particular case, I don't. And that's because, and forgive me, this man, and let me,
use my computer.
What are you doing?
I just want to get up on the computer here. What you say it's a man. Don't do that, mother. It is a white man. And traditionally, I think you see a lot of progressives supporting blacks when they get beat up. So forgive me, I didn't know. But I would say...
So in the name of that young man, you want to go on food stamps?
No, not in the name of that young man. I want to go on food stamps. In the name of that young man, I want people to realize that I'm a working man, but I got to go on food stamps. And I'm a conservative, and I got to go on food stamps in the name, you know, of the
the young man.
Mr. Thomas, yes.
Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. That's not what, believe me, I don't think any kind of political protest is about that. Here is Lee on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
First of all, I want to explain that I'm not very political at all.
Uh-huh.
The fact of the matter is I've been on disability for several years because of a serious illness.
Right.
I have two master's degrees. I have finally gotten to the point where they can't do any more to help me. I want to go back to work.
Right.
Two master's degrees, been in the television industry. I can't get a job.
Right.
And because I also lost my place to live,
right,
the only thing that I do have is a car.
Who did you
and
vote
I'm
for?
In my car.
Who did you vote for president?
I'm sorry?
Who did you vote for president?
I didn't vote for Obama, I can tell you that.
Well, then I think you are I think that you are deserving of some consideration. And I'll tell you why.
Why? Because she voted for the Republican?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly why.
Well, not only that, but I just, this gentleman needs to get a reality check, because the fact is, they cut off my food stamps because of the fact that I no longer have a place to live. I'm living in my car with three dogs.
Well,
I have no food stamps.
The first thing you need to do is park your car in a way that it can be used as a viable address. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, I've already got an address, but the fact of the matter
is... Well, that's what I mean. So the car is parked at a place where they can deliver mail to it.
No, they don't deliver mail. She's got a post office box.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's what I have.
All right.
But the fact is, I'm scared to death that they're going to catch me, so I've not put anything down. Even my doctor said, why did you tell them that you left your place to live?
Uh-huh.
Why are you so honest? And I said, because I'm an honest person.
Well, here's the thing.
This is what I get for being an honest person.
Well, I think that if you'd been really honest, you would have said you're living in your car. Did you?
Well, not
you
supposed to have
a
car.
So you said that. So you're not supposed to have a car. That's the other thing. So you need to tell them that you're in your car. But more importantly, if you said to them, in the name of Kelly Thomas...
No. We're not going down that road. No.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry.
No,
we're not talking about that poor young man and that entire situation, okay?
I feel as if I've been treated like Kelly Thomas by Obama.
This kid is... You know something? His entire... Thank you very much for your call, Lee. I appreciate it. And the best of luck to you. And I'm sure that something will work out for you in the days ahead.
Yeah, sure.
What does that mean?
That lady's in her car. Are you going to give her a second thought when you get off the air tonight? That woman's in her car, and I'm sure things will work out, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, you want to jump all over me?
I wish the lady well. Yes, I do. I wish that she... I wish all of us the circumstances of our lives would improve if that's what we need. No, I don't think it's good that anybody's living in their car. But you bringing up Kelly Thomas...
I'm... How did I bring her... Not her...
You don't even know the gender of the person. You don't know the particulars of the story. You just saw the name and you thought that you would take advantage of that.
No, I did not. What I'm saying is this, and I think this deserves some consideration, that if you feel as I do, as a conservative, that you've been taken advantage of by this president, then it's not too difficult to consider Obama. I don't want to say anything about the Kelly Thomas thing.
Thank you.
All right, but I'm saying that it's not too difficult to consider Obama as a cop, and you, the citizen, you're asleep in your car.
And so in other words, it's a random assault on Americans by the liberal establishment.
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely what has happened. It is absolutely not one stretch of stink, not stink, but stink, not one stink, what do you call?
Stitch.
Yeah, not one stitch of decent decency has been shown, not one bit of common sense, and so I sit here talking about, don't do it, don't you dare. I'm sorry, I had to hit her.
You hit your own mother, huh? So in the middle of...
Yeah, I hit her, because she came in with that moo cow again.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, it ain't wow. No.
Yeah, it is, man. You just slapped that woman, and you're sitting there saying you're a conservative, and you're like asleep in your car, and Obama's the cop.
That's how I feel, and I didn't slap her hard. Come on, mother.
You belted your own mother, didn't you?
If she's playing with that moo cow creamer, yes. Now, where are the conservatives? I want to talk to some.
People are not... There's no conservatives going to agree with you, man. Okay?
Well, I think you're lying to me. And
I'm not lying to you. No conservatives agree with you. They don't want to go on food stamps.
Well, I think you're lying to me. I'm a conservative. I support it. And I want to talk to... I don't want to talk... You gave me one homeless lady. That's it. And
I'm sorry, but nobody's going to agree with what you're saying, that because you are a conservative, not unlike a homeless guy asleep in a car and Obama's the cop with a stick, that you get to have food stamps. No one's going to agree with that.
Well, you're keeping them from calling in by saying no one's going to agree with that, because if they call and agree with it, then you're going to laugh at them and make fun of them, and they don't want that.
I'm not going to laugh at anybody. I'm just telling you, your point of view is ridiculous, okay? And that, and if you really belted your mother...
I'll tell you what. She calls...
Missile?
Yeah, she called me missile, okay?
You locked her in a room last night. I got to turn that fan off and get that TV turned down, man, before I drive to your house and turn it down myself.
All right, God. Turn it down. Go ahead.
Last night, you locked her in a room. You had a date with some woman because she calls you missile. Today, you belt her because she's using that moo cow creamer.
That's because you told her to stop.
I told her to stop, and I asked you to ask her to stop. And she didn't, so therefore you've got to either leave the room, which you've refused to do, or we just conclude the conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I did what I could, and apparently she doesn't... I hate you. I hate her.
All right, Larry, hang on the line, and we'll be back. Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County, Don Parsley coming up on the show, and a county fair that goes out of control. The number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
There's news, and then there's KFI News. We don't repeat, we report.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Well, we definitely went gonzo overboard with this bit.
Or did he raise me? Certainly, I wasn't ever the same.
Yeah, I think the cow creamer probably did it.
Who are you?
Hey, are you going to transition off Kelly Thomas now or keep it rolling?
I don't know. What do you think?
I forgive him anything.
I think transition off just because of our relationship with the family. So
okay.
Through our early times together. As he grew, I kind of grew too. I learned again the joy of innocence and gained a new sense of responsibility along the way. And now, at last, I have something that I can give him to thank him for helping to grow me up. You never own a Patek Philippe. You merely take care of it for the next generation. See what a new watch can say about you.
I'm going
at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, South Coast Plaza.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, 30 Navy SEALs. 30 troops have been killed, 22 Navy SEALs in Afghanistan, and AAA to AA. Doesn't really matter. Slow intestine.
On the 55 North to the 5 North connector, there's a two-car crash blocking the left lane of that transition road. Traffic slows at McFadden Avenue. In Westminster, the 405 North is going to be slow from Bolsa Avenue to the 22. In downtown L.A., the 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side has patches of slowing from DeSoto Avenue to the 405. And then again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. South L.A., 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. Culver City, 405 North is slow from National Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Angels Baseball. I'm David Penson.
The Angels host the division rival Texas Rangers Tuesday, August 16th at 7.05 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a free 50th anniversary mug. Don't miss out. Purchase your tickets today at angels.com or at the Angel Stadium ticket window. Get out of the rat race and into something more comfortable. Spa Resort Casino in downtown Palm Springs. Enjoy a winning casino, relaxing spa, and great dining all in a gorgeous palm-filled oasis. To book your escape, visit sparesort.com today. Spa Resort Casino, the big winners are downtown.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the Guaranteed Replacement Cost Coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Interinsurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
All right. We all carry home insurance, but do you have insurance against the termites? Termites can cause more damage than fire and natural disasters combined. The best insurance against termite damage, get yourself on a routine maintenance program to protect your home. I called the Bug Man. The Bug Man came, took care of the termites, even repaired the damage that the termites caused. The Bug Man's mission to create raving fans. Now, their referral rate for repeat business is 97%. And it's all simple. If you're not happy, they will give you your money back. Termite swarming season is here. Call the Bug Man before the termites cause real serious damage to your home. Here's a special offer. Call now for your free termite inspection and receive a free one-year maintenance service program worth $325. They're yours free with a completed inspection and service. So do it now. Talk to the Bug Man. You'll love it and won't regret it. 877-BUGS-101. 877-BUGS-101. That's 877-BUGS-101.
The following is a paid commercial advertisement.
I just got back from the supermarket, and those pesky signature gatherers are back.
Please, tell me you didn't sign their petitions.
I did. Is there a problem?
You put yourself at risk of identity theft.
Are you kidding me?
You gotta be careful. Last year, Oregon's Attorney General indicted signature gatherers for aggravated identity theft.
Oh, aggravated identity theft.
California doesn't license or bond signature gatherers. Many are from out of state and move from city to city to carry petitions. Anyone can do it, even convicted felons and forgers.
You mean I may have just given my personal information to a criminal?
That's right.
They even have my signature.
I also read that names and addresses on petitions were found in countries as far away as India.
Who knows what they did with it?
A California legislative report called it an identity theft starter kit.
Well, I'm not signing anymore. I guess the lesson is to be careful giving information to anyone we don't know.
Paid for by Californians Against Identity Theft and Ballot Fraud. Supported by labor organizations.
I want to believe. Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Larry, until such time, I can't have you back on the show. And
there are reasons, Phil.
No, I can't have you back on the show when there's a domestic problem going on at your house where your mother is bothering you. You're having to lock her in rooms. I just heard you slap her.
I pushed her, and she says that I slapped her.
But your whole political philosophy is secondary to what else is happening there. You're talking about wanting to go on food stamps. You don't even, dude. Your conservatism is not at question here. Your the way you're living. Okay.
Let me tell you something about how I live, if you don't mind. Okay.
I got to move on to a phone call.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I came to this home last night with the best of intent. I had a woman that I met at work. Big deal. Now, I came home with her. Mother's here. All right? Not a problem. But now she says, do you want something to drink? Missile. He doesn't. And, of course, the woman's looking at me curiously about the whole missile. And I said to Mother, I waved her off. I gave her the high sign. I gave her the ixnay, you know, where you put the finger across the throat. And, of course, right away she says, did you see what Missile just did? He wants to cut my throat.
And you're kidding me.
No, she didn't say that, but I could tell it's what she was thinking.
And all right, see, this is I don't want to get into the discussion of this right now. I just don't. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mike in Lake Havasu. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, number one, I think food stamps are overrated.
Have you ever been on them?
I brought them home.
Have you ever been on them?
Well, I licked them. I was hungry when I was done. I licked the whole book.
Isn't that funny? What else do you lick? What else do you lick?
You name it.
I bet you're just like a dog, too.
All right, look, okay.
No, let me tell you something, because this guy can learn something from me. And when I was talking to my girlfriend
and
I said to her that I am a very respectful guy. Could you get rid of that slob, okay?
All right, we put him on hold.
Thank you. Some guy that's licking himself like a dog.
No, he's probably homeless.
That guy I just talked to?
Yeah, he sounded like it.
What I said to her was, I'm a respectful man. I don't disrespect women. I make love to women in a respectful way. I am clean. I make sure I observe the right hygiene. I keep a cleaning agents, solvents, and so forth in the bedroom. I make sure that I don't disrespect a woman by asking her just to roughly remove clothing, you know. And
who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
No, who are you saying this to?
My date.
You're telling your date that you have a respectful way of making love to her. She doesn't take her clothes off and you are cleaning the house?
I keep the bedroom clean. In other words, after we make love, after, I keep a collection of cleaning agents. All right?
Okay. So this is some real sexy talk you're laying on this lady, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, it's all that I can do in these economic times to get anybody interested to come home with me. So I wasn't going to do anything bad. So anyway, Mother makes tea, and she's calling me Missile. Well, that was the end of that. I had to try to save the evening.
And you're saving the evening by saying to her, boy, I keep cleaning agents in the bedroom. I'm very respectful.
That's right. That's right. I guess you think I'm crazy that I burn the sheets after I make love to a woman. I do all those things. And you want to know why, Phil? Because the world we live in is a sewer. And I'm trying to do something to lighten things up. And
well, you've lightened things up for me, man. This hasn't anything to do with conservatism. This has to do with your mental health. You got a moo cow creamer going off. You're talking about burning the sheets. Missile this. What were you watching on TV?
CNN.
Boy, that's sexy, too. All right, Larry. All I can tell you is it's...
No. Hold on. No. You're not going to... No, not that easy, okay, friend? You're not going to get me to admit that I burn sheets and that I make love to women with gasoline in the room and then blow me off. And will you get out of here?
No, that moo cow creamer, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to pick up every last one of them. I'm going to throw them out the window of the car on the freeway.
You hear that? Mr. Henry said he's going to throw it out of the...
Here.
He doesn't care.
Well, you know, it's time for you to resign your position with conservatives of Kern County and to pay a little bit more attention to what's happening at home. Hold on for a minute. Because the political scene in this country is secondary to the madness that reigns in your house. And forgive me for saying it, Larry, you can call yourself a conservative, you can call yourself a liberal, you can do anything that you want to do. But if you're saying that Obama's the reason that you are sleeping on a cot and your mother calls you Missile, you're way off base, okay?
I feel as if Obama is a cop with a nightstick.
I understand your whole victim mentality, okay?
But I'm a conservative. So that means that I'm not sitting there waiting to sue a BART cop Okay, because the taser, you know, he didn't pull it. You know,
I know what you're saying, that you have a right to make all of these complaints because you're conservative. The fact is, dude, whether you're a conservative or not, everything you're saying here tonight goes against reality in more ways than one. And whether or not you have the right to have food stamps depends upon your economic condition. Conservative or liberal, it doesn't matter. And you admitted to me that your mom's got a big income coming in from a trust and from investments, and you have a salary.
Yeah, right. And yet we're denied food stamps.
Right. You're denied food stamps. You don't need them.
Well, to me, that's what's wrong with this country.
That a guy who doesn't need food stamps can't get them.
Right.
Okay, Larry, all the best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you on some future show. How about that?
Wait a minute, man. You've never blown a guest off the air before the end of the hour. Are you telling me that I'm no...
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Larry. Whatever it is you're imagining that I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. All right. World-famous Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. Next hour, we're going to talk to a man with a decidedly different set of problems. And this is a very personal situation that we're going to be discussing with him. And the fact is, he was at a county fair somewhere near or around Wichita, Kansas. And a stampede of the animals that are there at the fair took place. And apparently members of his family were injured. We're going to talk to a Mr. Don Parsley when we come back next hour and see what we can do for this man. You know, we've got this insane situation in our country with regards to health care and whether or not anybody has got health care, you know. And suddenly everybody's concerned about having health care. You know, the debate is not so much about how we're going to pay for it. Now, everybody I talk to, gee, I don't have health insurance, or I do have health insurance, or I got a $10,000 deductible on health insurance. And so this is a... obviously a matter of grave concern, and we're going to talk to Don Parsley about that next hour. I want to remind you, on our website, philhenryshow.com, with a backstage pass, you can watch live streaming video of this show that we're performing tonight, and you can also see the show on demand. Now, what that means is you literally can take a look at how we perform the show, and then you can make decisions, wiser decisions based on that in terms of my mental health, see? You can also pick up the backstage pass for our archives, which go back many, many years, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archive material. You can also, as I mentioned, look at our live video cast or hear the live, listen to the podcast the next day, and our classic podcast as well of material that goes back in time. So it's all there at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. We also have our merchandise store, and... I wanted to mention that we have not only T-shirts, stuff like that, and coffee mugs. We have our Phil Henry Show shot glass, which was it continues to be like a huge seller. I mean, you got to have the Phil Henry Show shot glass because I know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And we have our archive CDs as well at philhenryshow.com. All right, coming up next, Don Parsley. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 6th.
Fight the spread of ignorance. Here is your idiot vaccine.
Thank you. Oh, the pain! Oh, my!
Southern California's KFI.
Say it again. Say it again.
KFI News.
First break, got it.
On the half.
And I lock out, you'll play a promo then write to me, and then the second phone number, man, is...
I'm Michael Crozier. The deaths of 30 Americans in a military helicopter crash in Afghanistan reverberating throughout the U.S. Special Operations Forces. Fox's Connor Powell says the Taliban's claiming responsibility for today's shooting down of a chopper.
This is the single deadliest day...
Well, I think I weirded the audience out with that bit, man.
...since the start of the war nearly 10 years ago. Now, the military is not officially saying anything other than confirming that there was a helicopter crash just southwest of Kabul in Wardak province. This is an area where there has been a lot of insurgent activity for many, many years.
Powell says some of the soldiers killed were from Navy SEAL Team 6, the same group that took out Osama bin Laden, but officials say they don't believe any of the SEALs in on the bin Laden raid were on board today's helicopter. There are only 300, right about 300 troops on the Navy SEAL Team 6. 22 were killed today. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Linwood.
On the 105 East past Long Beach Boulevard, there's a crash that is blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slow from the 110 in downtown L.A. 101 South, actually, it's in the Sherman Oaks area. 101 South before Woodman Avenue, there's a crash blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic slow from Tampa Avenue and stay slow to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to Melrose Avenue. In South L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 5. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. In Culver City, 405 North is slow from National Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Santa Monica, 10 East is slow from 20th Street to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Nearly 500 protesters gathered outside the Fullerton Police Department for a second Saturday in a row, a month after a homeless man was allegedly beaten up by police and later died. At least two city council members are now calling for Police Chief Mike Sellers to step down. Kelly Thomas, who allegedly struggled with police, was left in a coma, died in a hospital 5 days after the arrest. Call it a mini-geddon, but the 710 could be a tough trip for the next 10 weekends.
From now until October 17th, the Long Beach Freeway will shut down from just before midnight on Friday night to 6 a.m. Saturday morning, then again Sunday night at 11 to Monday morning at 5. It's part of a repaving project between Bell and Downey. During the rest of the weekend, some lanes of the 710 will be open, but you might get detoured to the other side of the freeway. Moving medians will direct you. Caltrans says you can expect backups and slowdowns. This goes on for the next 10 weekends, except for Labor Day weekend when the roadway will remain open. Amy King, KFI News.
For the first time, the U.S. government's lost its AAA credit rating. Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. to a AA+. The other two big credit rating agencies have not made any changes. Yeah. They say they're still at AAA as far as the U.S. is concerned. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain says the U.S. can take steps to fix things.
The first big thing that I would do would be immediately ask Congress to lower the top corporate and personal tax rate to a maximum of 25%. And eliminate the capital gains tax, take it to zero, and take the tax on repatriated profits and make them permanent.
The Treasury Department's balking at the downgrade. They say the S&P analysis is flawed and its numbers are off by more than $2 trillion. Google's interactive banner's back today.
This time it's to mark what would have been Lucille Ball's 100th birthday.
This will be all right. I'm just scraping off the burn part.
You're
there.
Google's trademark banner has been replaced by an old TV set that allows people to watch classic I Love Lucy clips, up to 7 of them, by changing the channel.
Lucy, what's the matter, honey?
I've got it again. Chalk up another boo-boo.
Lucy died in 1989 when she was 77 years old. Aaron Bender, KFI News.
Why don't they just get more outlets? That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
You know how irritating it is when you walk into a Starbucks, you're thinking, I might want to hang out for a while, got my laptop with me, but you can't, because people are sitting on those chairs, those tables forever. Well, some busy stores in New York City have taken to blocking the electrical outlets. They hope that the space hogs there will eventually run out of power for their laptops and their other devices, and they're going to free up that seat for somebody else like you and me. A spokesman for Starbucks says individual stores can make their own decision on how to keep customers from wearing out their welcome, and the outlet blocking has not spread to Southern California yet. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds, fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows around 60 degrees. Clear to sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures like today. Highs in the mid-70s at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County, mid-80s in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week, maybe around 90. Right now in Anaheim, 74. Newport Beach, 70. Cerritos, 69. Long Beach, 71 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Good to be with you guys on this Saturday night. Next hour, we have our news and information hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And this hour, as promised, we have a gentleman on the line here from, currently he's in the Inland Empire in San Bernardino, California, but a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Barsley, you were in Yubim County, and this is in northern Wichita, Kansas, is that correct?
Yes, it's a county, Phil, that is a administered by the city. That is an unusual situation that they have in Kansas, I think, in some other states, but they do hold a county fair there and have held an annual county fair for, I believe, close to 100 years.
And you were there with your family?
I was there with my wife, and I had my daughter Allison with me and my son Brad.
And you went to this county fair. What were you're a Californian, right?
I'm originally from Kansas, and we were back visiting members of my family. That is correct, yes.
Okay, but you're living here?
We live in San Bernardino, yes.
First of all, I have to ask you, while your family was injured, are they okay?
They're hospitalized. They're in good condition. I feel confident that there's going to be recovery. It's very expensive, and that's the concern, but we're a tough family. We're going to get through it.
Are you contemplating some legal action? And, of course, I say this not having explained to the audience what's happened yet.
Well, I have to keep those options open, as we all do. Unfortunately, the legal system as it exists moves very slowly. The money that I could use to pay for the hospital bills that I would be able to get in a judgment against the Yubim County Fair or Yubim County County Fair would not be forthcoming for quite some time. And so I said to my attorney I didn't see much point in that. We had a little bit of an argument, and I hung up with him, and I was listening to your show and called you, and here we are, you know.
Okay, let's talk about what happened to your family, then we can talk about what you and I can discuss in terms of that.
Okay.
Tell me what happened.
So, Phil, we were at the Yubim County County Fair. This was their bovine or cow or steer or bovine exhibition. They have a cavalcade that comes down a ramp out into the main rodeo or corral area. This is where the judging is done, and there's also bull roping. We were in the causeway, and the causeway is a bovine ramp which leads from the corral area down into the area that we were discussing. As I moved to my left and my wife and daughter went right, because we heard commotion behind us, I turned and saw that at least two or three of these animals had gotten free and were heading in my direction and almost looked as if they were zeroed in on me because I could see these animals looking almost directly at me and coming in my direction. The rest of the crowd had already cleared the fence, and I saw some pretty active people. There was one woman, had to be in her 80s, who literally vaulted the fence. And I asked later, how did a woman so elderly grab that fence and vault it? And a unanimous opinion was that, well, this happens a lot here.
But what happens a lot? That the animals stampede at the fair?
Well, not just at the fair, but I think it's a common thing for people
Who live around ranches?
Yeah, you know, ranch land, to see an animal stampede. So this woman, who I was later told was in the neighborhood of 75 or 80 years old, literally got a hold of the fence and vaulted over it. Well, I was luckier than my wife and my daughter and my son, who were caught up in the stampede. And the last that I saw...
Now, hold on. I heard you say your wife and your daughter, and now you've got a son that was there as well?
No, I told you that was my wife and my daughter and my son. If I didn't mention my son, it was my wife and my daughter and my son and myself, yes.
So your wife and your daughter and your son are now caught in this stampede?
Yes.
Okay.
I turned as I got over the fence into the crowd area. I turned and I could see my wife, my daughter, and my son with their heads just above the level of the horns on these animals, and they were being swept along and literally trying to keep themselves above the stampeding hoofs. So they were hoisting themselves by their arms up on the backs of these animals, trying to stay above the stampede.
And
now, I want to imagine this. You're looking and you see your wife, daughter, and son. You look at the backs of their heads?
I see the backs of their heads and their arms on either side as if they're trying to push themselves up. And the effect was of an entire stampede and the three heads of these humans moving out into the larger exhibition area. I have no doubt in my mind that my daughter probably gave the high sign to my wife and to my son, let's at least try to control this by either barebacking them or otherwise controlling them.
So you feel that they were not so much being stampeded, well, they were in the middle of this rush of animals, but they were attempting to control the animals.
I believe they were, because, again, I saw my daughter look to her right and then to her left, my wife on one side, my son on the other, and I'm sure she was saying, let's make a show out of this. Let's see what we can do. I mean, we're on our way to hell. Let's see if we can't put in one final good word to God. That's literally...
You feel they were looking at each other in that fatalistic way?
Yes, sir, I do. And that's when I saw a group of these cows or steer or bovine break off, and there must have been about 10 to 15 of them, and they broke away from the main pack, and they had my son. And I remember thinking, now what do they want with him? What is the purpose of this?
When you say that a group of 10 to 15 cows...
Well, they were steer. They were longhorn steer.
All right. They broke away from the main pack.
Yes, and they had my son, and this is what they began to toss him. And you can see the horns on steers, they use to toss things. And that's when I was told later that my son got horned and what...
Your son was horned. He was gored?
Well, you can be gored, you can be horned. And they are two very different injuries, one much worse. Goring is much worse. Being horned is to be... I guess the best way to put it is to have a sort of a violation.
Okay, I understand.
With a horn. So I was in shock, and when this was all over with,
And when you say it was all over with, what exactly happened to let you know that it was all over with?
Well, the animals tired of it. They simply tired of the stampede. They were milling around because there wasn't anywhere to really stampede to. They went into this corral and they were milling around and looking confused. The original onslaught of these creatures was one in which they pushed into the corral area and then slowed up and sort of looked at each other. And you can well imagine if there's nowhere to stampede to, you stop. And so they looked a little bored, and my son and my wife and daughter and my niece, Yancey, and I know I didn't mention her. My niece Yancey, now I'm remembering, had also vaulted into this path to try to save her cousins.
And all right, so your niece was involved.
Yes, I think I mentioned her, though.
No, sir, you did not. You mentioned a daughter, then you mentioned a daughter and a son, and your niece's name is what?
My niece's name is Yancey.
What is the name of your son?
And you're asking about my son.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Mike.
Okay, and your daughter?
Who is that again?
What's the name of your daughter, sir? I'm just trying to get the names of the family members.
Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter is Mary, and my wife is also Mary. And Yancey is the cousin. And
your wife is Mary, and your daughter's like Mary Jr.?
People have done that. People have said that.
All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Now, you've called the show here because you wanted to relate this story to me. I know you say that you don't want money, but I also know that you have no insurance. Is that correct, sir?
We do not have health insurance, no. And no, I don't want money. I'm not a charity case. I'm a proud man. But I wanted people to know that in an effort to reconnect my family to my roots in Kansas, taking them back to the Yuba County County Fair and to see the animals and everything, that they almost lost their lives. And so I'm not patting myself on the back and saying, what a great thing you did, but
in many ways, I wanted them to, and look what happened to them. Look what happened to them. Yeah, I got to tell you, Phil, God is really cruel, and I don't know why he does what he does, but he really threw a knuckleball at me here, because I went back there to try to show my kids what it was like to grow up in Kansas, and God decided that...
Well, let's leave God out of this, okay? I mean, this was just a... It was a lot of things that happened... Happened because somebody moved the wrong way.
Well, but you're blaming me, and I understand that I bear a great deal of the responsibility, but I don't have any health insurance, and we're way off the point. And
We're way off the point. You brought up that God is cruel.
Yes, I did bring that up. You're right. But more importantly, I don't have health insurance. I don't know what I'm going to do, but... I guess I just called up to say, you know, count your blessings.
Well, I would be willing, sir. I don't know. You are going to file a legal claim. I'd be willing to grant to donate $1,000 to whatever the medical costs are for your family.
I know you mentioned that before, Phil. I appreciate it. It's just not going to be enough.
No, $1,000 is not going to be enough. You need a lot more. I understand that.
Well, no, but even an individual donation of $1,000 is not... really good. That's why I'm not even bothering to ask for money, because that won't do anything.
All right, hold the line here, and we'll get back to Don Parsley from San Bernardino, whose family was in Kansas a couple of weeks ago in the middle of the Yubim County Fair, and they were stampeded. They're in the hospital. They have no health insurance. I don't know what the hospital bills are like, but I did offer him $1,000. He says that's not going to be enough. We'll be back with more of this gentleman. Our number is 1-800-520-1534, 1-800-520-1KFI. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ Show.
I realize when I talks about the devil,
okay.
It's very easy to roll your eyes with a man
second time
in
I give the number,
red
man.
Pajamas with a pitchfork, right?
Gotcha.
He loves that he looks like a cartoon in your head. Because if you don't fear him, then you're not aware of him. And when you're not aware and you're not concerned, he has free rein.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFI AM 640.
Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry here for Young Miller Law. Now, I want to tell you about Young Miller because this is something that I have found in my life. And you guys have heard me talking about all kinds of things. You've heard me talking about the need for a free speech attorney. I have so many lawyers, and I am not recommending that you go out and hire tons and tons of lawyers. I want to tell you about Young Miller because you will need, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're someone negotiating and dealing with the world as we know it, you need an attorney. You need an attorney to help you look at contracts. You need an attorney if you get into a problem with the law. You need an attorney if you have an employment problem. You need attorneys if you have a personal injury problem. You need someone you know. Now, I've got a free speech lawyer. I have a patent and trademark attorney. I have my own personal attorney. I will tell you this. The best thing that's ever happened to me in business, the best thing that I've ever done in my life in terms of moving my career forward, moving my life forward, helping my family, is to have good, sound legal advice. Someone who understands your family, understands you, understands your business. You don't have to explain a whole bunch of stuff. They know. And that's why I want you to talk to the guys at Young Miller Law. Young Miller. I talked to Joe Miller this week myself. Or Joe Young, rather. I talked to Joe Young. Dan Miller is his partner. I talked to Joe, and I said to him, and I'm going to tell you this right now, I don't have to endorse them personally, but that's what I'm going to do. Now, this is not a testimonial or an endorsement that means I guarantee anything's going to happen, I can't give you a warranty, I can't predict the outcome of your legal matter, but I can tell you this, I personally recommend Joe Young, Dan Miller at Young Miller Law, because I've seen the way these guys work. They are results-oriented, they're focused. They're very, very aggressive. They realize that many, many legal matters can be wrapped up before they even reach the courthouse steps. But if they do go past those courthouse steps, they fight like mad for you. These guys are problem solvers. I don't care what legal situation you're thinking about. Sooner or later, you're going to want to have in your family of contacts a good attorney. And the guys at Young Miller Law are the guys I want you to have as your very first or if you're looking for a new lawyer as your next, okay? I want you to contact them. You can look at their entire approach at youngmillerlaw.com. That's their website, youngmillerlaw.com. Or call them toll-free, 1-800-968-9930, 1-800-968-9930.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden has lost 22 troops in Afghanistan, and words turn to bullets turn to death in the Southland. Sherman Oaks is clearing up.
The 101 south before Woodman Avenue, an earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic slow from the 405 to Laurel Canyon and then again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 north is going to be slow from the 5 to Melrose Avenue. In Linwood, the 105 east past Long Beach Boulevard, an earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from the 10. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Culver City, the 405 north is slow from National Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Mid-City, the 10 east is slow from the 405 to the 110.
Hey,
KFI traffic is brought to you by La Costa
Resort.
Hey, just
Resort. So you know,
that
ran 2.5 minutes, so we need to try to get down to 6.
Oh, I know, I know. But I thought I'd give them a little extra here in the early going.
Okay, cool. Just
want
to let you
know. No sweat, I understand.
Designed guest rooms and Southern California's number one spa are waiting. So start your summer at LaCosta.com.
Toyota owners, this August, your local participating Toyota dealership has two complimentary tickets to Toyota Speedway at Irwindale. With any service or genuine Toyota parts purchase of $89.99 or more, while supplies last. Don't let the racing season pass you by.
The following is a paid commercial advertisement.
I just got back from the supermarket, and those pesky signature gatherers are back.
Please, tell me you didn't sign their petitions.
I did. Is there a problem?
You put yourself at risk of identity theft.
Are you kidding me?
You got to be careful. Last year, Oregon's Attorney General indicted signature gatherers for aggravated identity theft.
Oh, aggravated identity theft.
California doesn't license or bond signature gatherers. Many are from out of state and move from city to city to carry petitions. Anyone can do it, even convicted felons and forgers.
You mean I may have just given my personal information to a criminal?
That's right.
They even have my signature.
I also read that names and addresses on petitions were found in countries as far away as India.
Who knows what they did with it?
A California legislative report called it an identity theft starter kit.
Well, I'm not signing anymore. I guess the lesson is to be careful giving information to anyone we don't know.
Paid for by Californians Against Identity Theft and Ballot Fraud. Supported by labor organizations.
Tim Conway Jr. here from my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuild transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA. MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Today, I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job.
We definitely clowned the audience out this week, man. They're just like...
It projects speed and other info onto the windshield so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking. You know, it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend? I think someone's checking me out.
Anyway, this will be a good hour because
the
story itself is so fucking weird.
Well, it is madness. You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center. I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess. Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, enjoy incredible lease and finance offers on the BMW 528i sedan. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show here every night till Well, every night, Monday through Friday on KTLK AM 1150 until 1 a.m. Here on KFI AM 640, though, we're on every Saturday night until 10. Joining me this hour is Mr. Don Parsley of San Bernardino. Now, Don, you're with your family. You're at this was a county fair. This is not a part of the county fair is a rodeo?
Well, I don't know exactly what you're asking me, Phil.
What was the county fair? You were at a rodeo?
That is correct. There's what we call a bovine or an exhibition of cattle and longhorn steer, and as part of that was a rodeo. But this was before the rodeo. This was when they were organizing the animals and getting them ready in the back. I turned to my left. My wife looked at me. I remember our eyes locked momentarily, and that's when I made a judgment call. Do I go and try to get my wife and my daughter and my son and my niece up over the railing, or do I just try to save myself? And I believe I made the right call.
Well, you just tried to save yourself, right?
Yeah, that is correct, because had I stopped to try to help them, I think I would have died.
But your wife and your son, how many people were caught up in this?
Well, I think I told my wife and my son and I mentioned my niece. So my wife and my son and my niece.
And you also mentioned your daughter.
And I also mentioned my daughter when?
As part of being in this stampede, you mentioned your daughter.
That's all right. So my daughter and me, no, my daughter was, I had said that my wife and my son and my niece and my daughter and me. But then I turned, I wanted to save them, but I couldn't. So I turned and I tried to get out of there as best as I could.
All right, so now they're caught in this stampede, and they wind up being saved from annihilation because the cows, you say, lost interest.
Well, except my niece was killed. I don't know if you call that...
Sir, you didn't say that there was any fatality at all.
Yes, my niece died. I'm sorry if I didn't mention that. I'm sorry if I didn't mention that, sir.
So there was a fatality. So your niece died.
Yes. Yeah, my niece died, and I did everything I could to save her. Because, as I said, even though I tried to get away from the cows, she was the closest to me. And
okay, let's get back to this.
You understand that when your niece dies, you're confused, and that's what happened to me. I lost my focus, and that's why I said to you that I didn't attempt to save my family. Now I remember that I did. In fact, I put myself in the path of one of these animals. And
why would you say then that you didn't attempt to save your family?
Because I was stunned by remembering that my niece died. And
all right, let's talk about the money that you need here.
Well, you understand when someone dies in someone's family, you should say, "I'm sorry to hear that."
And I am sorry to hear that, sir. I am.
Because I didn't come on your program for charity.
No, I understand that, but you also mentioned that you have no health insurance. I asked you, would you like some help? And you were a little noncommittal about that.
I'm not being noncommittal at all. No, I don't want any help if it's not what you're comfortable with giving me. And
I offered you $1,000. I'm completely comfortable with that.
That's not the figure that I think I told you before the program that I needed.
Well, you look at what you said to me before this show was that you don't have health insurance. The medical bills are running about $250,000. And but no, you don't want charity, but you don't have any money. And I said, well, what if people are willing to donate money? And you said that you have too much pride for that. But when I said $1,000, you said it wasn't enough.
I have way too much pride to accept anyone's charity. Let me explain that to you right away. Okay, I'm a Parsley, and we don't take anyone's charity. If you want to do yourself a favor and make yourself feel better by donating, I'm not going to say no to that. But I've got to be honest with you, $1,000 is not going to offset the cost of tap water.
And so, in other words, if someone is charitable enough to give you this money, if it's not enough, you're not going to take the money.
It's a lot. you're making me, Phil, look like an ass. And
all right, let me give our number, 1-800-521-KFI. Yeah, okay, 1-800-521-534. We're going to be back here with Don Parsley and the lack of health insurance so that he can get his wife and his daughter and his niece and his son, his niece is dead, though, excuse me, hospitalized and with good care. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thanks, sir. Helicopters crashed in Afghanistan, killing 30 Americans, including 22 Navy SEALs. The Taliban says they shot it down.
There appears to have been a very long, 2 or 3 hour long battle in which U.S. forces were trying to raid a Taliban compound. And at some point, the Taliban were able to fire this RPG and took out this Chinook.
Fox's Connor Powell says 22 of the SEALs killed were part of the team that took out Osama bin Laden, but the SEALs who were in on the raid for bin Laden were not on board the helicopter today. There were only about 300 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, and 22 were killed today. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
In Studio City on the 101 South before Laurel Canyon, there's a two-car crash into the center divider. Traffic is slow from Van Nuys Boulevard. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to Melrose Avenue. In Linwood on the 105 East, it's going to be slow from the 110 to Long Beach Boulevard. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 101. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. In Norwalk, the 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A 20-year-old man from North Hills has been shot and killed after exchanging some words with a driver who sideswiped his car in Panorama City. LA police officials say the suspect fired a bunch of shots at Marco Gonzalez's vehicle after the crash Friday afternoon. One of the bullets hit Gonzalez in the head. He died at the scene. No arrests have been made. No information has been released on the suspect. Hackers have taken down some law enforcement websites in the U.S.
The group called Anonymous claims it has hacked into some 70 law enforcement websites, stealing emails, credit card numbers, and tips from people who wanted to remain anonymous. The hacking collective said it was retaliating for the arrests of some of its members accused in an alleged scheme to attack websites like PayPal for refusing to process donations to WikiLeaks. The affected websites are mostly sheriff's departments in southern states, including Kansas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Mississippi. So far, no indication that any Southern California law enforcement agencies were hacked. Terry Anser, KFI News.
And the owner of a Manhattan hotel overlooking Ground Zero is suing because he says the noise from rebuilding the site is driving away business. The Millennium Hilton's corporate owners filed Thursday saying the hotel has lost $8 million in the last 5 years because all the noise that goes late into the night. The lawsuit says hotels tried to muffle the sound, but companies have canceled meetings and guests have shortened their stays. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey own the site, and they've declined to comment. A developer working on part of the site says their work is done during regular business hours. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Today, I'm test-driving a BMW 5 Series, so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job.
Sounds like a caged animal.
That must be the head-up display. It projects speed and other info onto the windshield, so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking. You know, it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend?
I think someone's checking me out.
No, she's not, actually. She's checking out the car.
Well, it is gorgeous.
You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center.
I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, enjoy incredible lease and finance offers on the BMW 528i sedan. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Some clouds and fog tonight, lows in the 60s. Sunny skies again tomorrow, much like it was today, highs in the mid-80s. Then clear on Monday as well, and to begin next week, highs a little bit warmer than it's been, around 90. It's 80 degrees in Burbank right now. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI News.
Just this week on KFI News.
A recorded vote is ordered. The bill is passed.
This agreement ensures that the debt ceiling will be extended.
But the stock market was not impressed.
The market's telling you they don't like that deal.
It's one of the worst five-day periods in market history.
Every single market going into full correction.
There's concern that the economy is falling back into recession.
Feds say they stopped an international child pornography ring.
Some of the children featured were just infants.
More on the beating at Dodgers Stadium.
New court filings allege Brian Stowe and his friends were attacked twice.
And the Fullerton City Council
also got quite an earful over the Kelly Thomas beating.
Over 80 spoke during the public comment period.
Last words of his life, Dad, I want you to hear that the rest of your life.
And it was quite the smackdown on the police chief, too.
I'm asking for the police chief to step down.
I call for you to step down, sir.
Chief, man up. Step down.
One man even resorted to one of our favorite chants.
We're going to carry out nude, put your heads on a stick, figuratively, of course.
And that was just this week.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Have you recently been gifted a large inheritance or estate? You want to celebrate, right? And then you find out the IRS is coming after you with that 45% tax. Well, the team of tax professionals at Blue Tax Estate Division can help you with this. Maybe you already paid the IRS on estate taxes. No problem. Blue Tax can even help you after the fact get that money back. Yeah. Even after you've already paid. With over 30 years' experience in estate and gift tax negotiation, Blue Tax Estate can help save the money that your family worked so hard to earn. Don't pay the IRS without putting up a fight for you and your family. Call Blue Tax Estate today, 800-551-8003. Or you can visit them, by the way, online at bluetaxestate.com. If Blue Tax Estate takes your case, you won't pay the full 45% tax to the IRS. Can almost guarantee that. So make the free confidential call for details on your case. 800-551-8003. That's 800-551-8003. One last time, 800-551-8003. Or visit bluetaxestate.com.
Little green men. Atmospheric manipulation. Alien abduction. Abduction. Shadow people. Coast to coast. AM.
AM. AM.
Tonight at 10.
KFI. AM 640.
KFI. AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Now with me here is Don Parsley from the Inland Empire, the family, and you at a county fair in Yubum County. What is the name of the county again?
No, the name of the county is Yubum County. The name of the fair is the Yubum County County Fair. The reason why it's called that is because the original name had been the Yubum County Fair, and they had there was a legal action, and they had to change it to Yubum County County Fair. So we were at the ECCF, the other is the ECF, which has not been in existence for quite some time.
Okay, your family gets caught up in a stampede. Who was in the stampede?
Who was hospitalized?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you say your niece died.
I said that my niece died, right.
And all right, who else?
Well, my son died.
But you didn't say that your son died. You said that a niece died. Originally, you didn't say anybody died.
The only one that died was my niece.
And well, then why did you just say that your son died?
Because you asked me who else died. And because the trauma of this... You see, let's explain something, Phil.
I want to be clear about something first. When you called the program, you said you didn't want any money. I offered $1,000. You said it wasn't enough.
If people are going to... If people want to help, and it makes them feel better, understand that I don't want any money for myself. I don't want money for my family. I'll find a way. I will accept money if people feel it will do some good.
What does that mean? Do you need money or don't you?
Do I need money for what?
Do you need money for the hospital bills of your family?
I need money for the hospital bills of my family. Yes, I do. But I am not about to come on a radio show and accept charity unless this is given in a spirit that I appreciate what people want to do, Phil. I also have my own self-respect and dignity. So if you want to donate money to me, I would say to you, it needs to be done in a feeling that you're equal with me and you're not doing me any favors. I don't want to be done any favors.
How does one do that? I mean, I offered you $1,000.
Let's take that for example. When you
and you understand how crazy this conversation is, sir. Either you want the money or you don't.
I do not want the money. I do want it. I don't want it at all, but I will accept it.
First of all, your niece died. Second of all, your son died.
My niece and my son died. How many people do you want to kill in my family, sir?
I don't want to kill anyone.
All right, sir, then please don't make more dead than... We've got two dead already.
No, you said there was one dead. You said a niece, and then you said a son.
I have a niece and a son that are dead.
Okay, so the son is dead.
If that's what I said.
That's not what you said. You said your niece was dead. Then you said your son was dead.
I believe I said that my niece and my son were dead.
You didn't say anything of the sort. You didn't say that anybody was dead. Okay? I mean, I don't mean to pin you down here.
I can't.
What do we got here?
Get that lawyer on two.
The lawyer on two. And what lawyer is this?
Wireman.
Mr. Wireman, are you the attorney?
Yes, sir. I'm the attorney for this gentleman, Mr. Parsley. And I think that what you're doing is, I don't think it's helping. I think what you're doing is you are emotionally, emotionally, you know, bothering him.
Yeah. Well, you're the lawyer, sir. I'm not doing anything that's illegal, okay?
You're bothering him.
Are you speaking bothering you?
He is bothering me a little bit, yeah. So you're bothering him. And what I'm suggesting that you do is you're going to ask him some questions. Don't do it in a way that's going to...
bother him.
Yes, bother him. That would be wonderful, Mr. Andrew, if you could do that.
Well, I don't know what I can ask you that's not going to bother you. I'm asking you how many people in your family died.
I'll answer that. I think the gentleman said that he had a niece that died.
Then he said that his son died.
No, I didn't. He didn't say that his son died. He said his niece died.
Well, I heard him say that his son died.
I don't remember saying that. Now, if I could just clarify one thing. He wants money to pay for the hospital bills, but only if the money is granted by people who are willing to say that they are lucky to be giving him money. And the reason why we want it couched in those terms is so that he is not put through anything that is insulting to him.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mr. Wireman, sir, I understand everything you're saying. Do you recognize the absurdity of the things that you're saying?
What absurdity? I don't understand what you mean by absurdity. This gentleman came to your program to enable you, to give you programming so that you would have something interesting tonight. And
no, he didn't come to me for that reason. The gentleman called me up because he said that he had a story to tell, that his life was in a bad situation, and that he wanted to talk to my audience, and that I will admit this part, I volunteered the money.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that I think we need to clear up here, Mr. Wireman. I never asked for any money. All right, so he never asked for any money. You donated money.
I was going to donate money because he kept talking about how he didn't have any money for his health insurance.
Yeah. But then I said, okay, I'll take money so long as it's given in a way that the people who give it to me feel lucky that they can give me the money.
Right. So that's what we're asking of your audience tonight. If they want to donate money, and understand, this man has been devastated. He's lost
two
in his family.
See, you don't even know how many people he's lost. You got to check with him. Okay, so...
Well, look, I don't have the case file in front of me.
No, it's two.
It's two now, but a few minutes ago, it was just the... Nonetheless, okay, go ahead.
Thank you for letting me finish. I'm saying that this man is deserving of donations of help from your audience, but only if they will donate money in such a way so as not to make him feel insulted, to donate money to him whereby he will feel they feel they're lucky giving it to him. Now, if your audience will donate money to him on that level... then we're very happy to do it. I'm very happy to accept it.
Yeah, in other words, I want to feel as if I'm doing them the favor.
No, I get the whole gist of this. You'll take money from my audience if they feel as if you're doing them the favor.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you don't want any money from them.
I didn't say that.
No, we're not saying that. We're not saying that at all.
Oh, you do want money.
Yes, if they want to give us money. But... you're confusing things.
No, I'm not confusing anything. You guys don't want to turn away any money at all, but you're hoping it's being given in the spirit of they feel they're lucky, and you don't want anything as small as $1,000.
I never said that, but you're right. Yeah, we discussed $10,000.
All right. To me, as far as I'm concerned, this guy's story has changed so much, I don't know what he's saying. He's got two dead, three dead, one dead, And he doesn't want charity, but if people will give him money and they do so in a way that makes them, that they feel lucky giving him money, then he'll take it. All we know is there was a stampede at a county fair and his wife and his daughter and, wait a minute, you guys said that you've got some recording of this?
Yes, we do have a recording of what happened.
So we'll hear the recording of the actual stampede and what happened to the family members when we come back here. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
This weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News is going to be packed. We'll talk about Jerry Brown pulling out what's left of his hair, the oxymoronic Super Congress, and more than your usual bomb threat down under. Those stories and more starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
California DRE 01095715 APR 3.1%.
If there's anything good about the economy being so bad, it's the opportunity available for anyone with decent credit and equity to refinance their home. I'm Mike Wise, president of Capstone Direct, and the worse the economy gets, the lower the interest rates fall. I just got a client into a mortgage at 3.25% for 10 years with no closing cost. How much could you save on your monthly payments? Let's talk. I'm a direct lender, which means I have a special arrangement with the bank so I can offer the lowest rates out there. Listen, this bad economy has brought interest rates to all-time lows. But remember, as soon as the media declares that things are improving, interest rates will go right back up. So now may be your last chance to lock in a low fixed rate for decades. Call Capstone Direct right now at 800-700-8800. That's 800-700-8800. Again, 800-700-8800 or visit CapstoneDirectLoans.com.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the deadliest day ever for troops in Afghanistan. And words turned to bullets in the Southland. And a bunch more people turned out to protest Fullerton police today. Crash in Studio City.
On the 101 South before Laurel Canyon, there's a two-car crash into the center divider there. Traffic slow from Van Nuys Boulevard. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. In Norwalk, 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. In Huntington Beach, 405 North is slow from Magnolia Avenue to Bolsa Avenue. In Moreno Valley, 60 East at Gilman Springs Road, all lanes are going to be shut down due to a brush fire in that area. Traffic slow from Redlands Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Circus Circus. I'm David Penson.
For the first time ever, it's the Wear One, Share One event at Sears Optical. Get two pairs of eyeglasses for $98.99. One for you and one to share with a family member or friend. See store for details. Don't miss a thing. Visit Sears Optical.
Circus Circus. You can catch the fight action and watch UFC 134 at Rock and Rita's viewing party on August 6th. Get 40% off room rates plus $150 in coupon savings and kids eat free. Visit CircusCircus.com.
Today, I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job. Sounds like a caged animal. That must be the head-up display. It projects speed and other info onto the windshield, so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking. You know, it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend? I think someone's checking me out. No, she's not, actually. She's checking out the car. Well, it is gorgeous. You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center. I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess. Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, enjoy incredible lease and finance offers on the BMW 528i sedan. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the Guaranteed Replacement Cost Coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Interinsurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Have you recently been gifted a large inheritance or estate? You want to celebrate, right? And then you find out the IRS is coming after you with that 45% tax. Well, the team of tax professionals at Blue Tax Estate Division can help you with this. Maybe you already paid the IRS on estate taxes. No problem. Blue Tax can even help you after the fact get that money back. Yeah. Even after you've already paid. With over 30 years' experience in estate and gift tax negotiation, Blue Tax Estate can help save the money that your family worked so hard to earn. Don't pay the IRS without putting up a fight for you and your family. Call Blue Tax Estate today, 800-551-8003. Or you can visit them, by the way, online at bluetaxestate.com. If Blue Tax Estate takes your case, you won't pay the full 45% tax to the IRS. Can almost guarantee that. So make the free confidential call for details on your case. 800-551-8003. That's 800-551-8003. One last time. 800-551-8003. Or visit bluetaxestate.com.
We have the cheapest gas in SoCal.
Well, we know where the cheapest gas is.
Go to KFIAM640.com.
KFIAM640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, back here with Mr. Parsley. Don, you're getting the general sense, and your attorney there, Mr. Wireman, who I've dealt with before.
Well, I know you very well, Phil, and I know that you ask questions that can be extremely intrusive, and I called Don when I heard he was on the air with you because I felt that it was necessary for me to make very clear to you that Mr. Parsley may be getting details of this situation wrong because of the stress and the trauma.
That's it exactly, and I've tried to tell Mr. Hendry that.
No, sir, I think I've been sensitive to what you've been telling me. You told me your niece died. I was apologetic when I learned of that. You said that your son then died. Now you're telling me, through your attorney, no one's dead that you know of.
That is correct. Let me answer this. Let me answer. Yes, that we know of. We're not sure.
You're not sure? Is everyone accounted for?
I don't know that I want to answer your question because it's asked in an aggressive way.
Is everyone accounted for?
Well, but see, now you're being phony baloney. And
look, Mr. Wireman, I realize there's no winning with you. You know, and I really, at this particular point, the details of this man's story are such that I don't think anybody is going to want to donate any money.
I don't care. He doesn't care. I mean, he does care, but it could have been much smoother had you accepted the fact that his niece and then his son died.
And that just makes all kinds of sense in the world that this man lives in.
Look, we have the tape.
Well, this is a very good thing, to have the tape of this actual stampede.
Yeah, Don, you want to lead it off, and then I'll pick up.
Yeah, well, first of all...
All right, I'll pick up.
Wait a minute. I want to hear what he has to say.
First of all, this is the sound of the stampede. You're going to then hear they cued a band to try to calm the herd down. And then my daughter, God bless her, my daughter took over and began to try to calm the herd with some yodeling that she knew, and it didn't...
I wouldn't say it didn't work, sir, because they're fine. There's no one dead. There's no niece dead. Well, there may be a niece dead, but he's not your niece.
No, I don't know.
So when you heard someone's niece died, you thought it was yours?
We weren't clear. So we'll go ahead and say no, it wasn't his niece until we...
Let's hear this tape, and...
You're asking me to hear the tape, but you sound...
Don't sound like you believe me, and that's insulting. Yeah, do we really want to?
I want to hear the tape, please. I'm sorry if I'm insulting you. So let's just hear what this has to be. All right, here's...
So that's the tape recording that we have, Mr. Hendry. All right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, what else do you need?
Well, that doesn't sound like a stampede at all. It sounded like a stampede.
Yeah, it sounded like a stampede, and you heard the band and...
The yodeling there, that was your daughter?
That was Mr. Parsley's daughter attempting to calm the animals as she rode them, and I must say, rode them proudly and bravely into the rink, right into the exhibition rink. You know, your silence, Mr. Hendry, only bespeaks one thing. You think I'm a lying, and I'll go ahead and use the word, turd.
And yeah, pretty much, that's what I think.
We're playing the tape again.
You guys can play the tape again, but I believe I heard a, I heard a stampede, and I heard, okay, what?
Who taught her to yodel, by the way, Don? It's very good. Well, you know, her mother...
I don't buy any of this. The fact that she's yodeling to calm the beasts down.
What do you think's going on?
What I think is going on here is a guy calls up, figures I'm a light touch, and decides he's going to put the arm on me for some money. Now, I know that the economy is down, this, that, a whole bunch of stuff. But to call me up with an elaborate tale of your family getting stampeded at the Yubum County Fair...
Don't say it in such a disparaging way. There was a very big lawsuit, Mr. Andrew.
If there was ever a lawsuit, if there was ever a Yubum County. And by the way, let me ask you a question, as long as we're on the subject of Yubum County or whatever it's called.
It's called Yubum County. You just said Yuba. That's in Arizona.
Yubum? Let me ask you something. What county is smaller than a city?
Yubum County.
Yubum County.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation where the county is administered by the city. Even though the county has more employees, the city's got to pay for the county.
The city has to pay for a county that has more employees.
Yes, and has a bigger budget.
But it's the city that foots the bill.
Oh, that's correct.
Why?
Well, that's just the way it's been done. It started out a bad idea, but no one changed it. And as the state grew and the city grew, there was this entity called Yubum County.
And where is it located?
It's not really located anywhere. It's a county and it's physical, but you can't really determine the boundaries.
Okay, let me tell you something.
I know it sounds like bull crap. I swear to God, I checked it out myself.
I don't buy anything you're telling me, Mr. Wireman. From the yodeling girl to the stampede to whether or not this guy needs health insurance to the Yubum County Fair, and I sure as hell don't believe that the county has no physical borders. You might as well be talking to me about something that's paranormal.
In a lot of ways, you know, when this first happened to us, it was like we were dealing with a ghost county. Some kind of a county made of ectoplasm.
Get out of here before I flip.
Wait a second. Are you still going to have me on next Sunday?
Okay, so that's the second guest tonight we've hung up on. That's fantastic. We're doing good, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Tell you what, I think I'll just talk to you idiots next hour.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, good, because, right now you guys are making more sense than any stuff that I've possibly been listening to tonight, from Yubum County to whatever that other guy was talking about, and I can't even begin, I don't know. It was Larry Grover, and that whole situation with that moo cow creamer.
You said moo kill.
Whatever. All right, next hour we've got our news and information hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, so stick around. And by the way, tomorrow on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show, I'll be with Kevin Pollak at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time at kevinpollakschatshow.com. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 6th.
Boy, that was an ugly son of a bitch, wasn't it?
News. KFI style. John Covell.
We get to have the news people come on, and I get to ask 20 questions. Because I'm figuring if I have these 20 questions, then probably everybody else in the audience has these 20 questions.
KFI. Well, I think that I probably...
KFI. Los Angeles.
Could have not been so broad with the comedy. I think I probably needed...
On the half, and when it breaks...
Our worst day in Afghanistan. I'm Michael Crozier. It's the deadliest single U.S. combat.
Yeah, it was entertaining, but there wasn't like a lot of appalling statements.
NATO helicopters crashed.
That's the truth. That's the truth,
brother. Seven Afghan soldiers.
This is only adding to the.
Well, was it? What, yeah, but was it funny, David?
Lack of progress.
No, it was really funny.
Okay.
But, like I said, I don't think it enraged callers or got people pissed off.
Exactly.
Here in Afghanistan, so
it was entertaining for sure.
Hands over the responsibility to the Afghan security.
Something to keep in mind.
Fox's Colin Powell says the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. 22 of the U.S. troops killed were U.S. Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, which was responsible for killing Osama bin Laden. Officials say they don't believe any of those troops killed today were part of the bin Laden mission. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Diamond Bar.
On the 60 East before Brea Canyon, there's a crash block in the two right lanes. Traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In Studio City, 101 South before Laurel Canyon, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic slow from the 405. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Florence Avenue to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In Norwalk, 5 North is going to be slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. In Huntington Beach, 405 North. They're slow from Beach Boulevard to Bolsa Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A crowd of between 2 and 500 people stood in front of Fullerton Police Headquarters today, again for a second straight Saturday, shouting justice for Kelly and jail killer cops. Kelly Thomas died in custody five days after a confrontation with Fullerton police officers on July 5th. The crowd called for Police Chief Michael Sellers' resignation, demanded justice for Kelly. Thomas's father wants murder charges brought against the officers involved. The credit rating agency Standard & Poor's has downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. Fox's Ed Henry says further review of the U.S.'s credit could change the rating again in a few months.
It could go in the other direction, and they could decide to put it back to AAA status if the super committee on Capitol Hill gets up and running and makes some serious spending cuts, maybe looks at some tax changes. It could go up or down.
It's the first time the U.S. credit rating has ever been downgraded. S&P says it dropped the rating because the deficit reduction plan passed by Congress last week did not go far enough to stabilize the country's debt situation. In his weekly media address, President says Democrats and Republicans need to work together to grow the economy and get Americans back to work.
Both parties share power. Both parties share responsibility for our progress. Moving our economy and our country forward is not a Democratic or a Republican responsibility. It is our responsibility as Americans.
The unemployment rate in the U.S. is now 9.1%. It was 9.2% last month, with 117,000 jobs added last month. In the Republicans' weekly address, New York Congressman Michael Grimm says many people are happy with the debt crisis now that it's resolved. There's still plenty to be worked.
This is no time for celebration. We can celebrate when our budget is balanced, our debt is under control, and our economy is back to creating jobs again.
Grimm says there's no better way to provide certainty to the private sector and to control spending over the long haul than with a balanced budget amendment. She's not around anymore, but she is 100, and we still love her. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60
Diamonds,
seconds.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Diamond prices are going crazy. The Jewelry Exchange has a huge stock they imported before the prices went up. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy-shaped solitaires for just $18.90. 1 to 2-carat standard solitaires are just $9.90 per carat. And we're holding the price on our 1-carat studs at $3.99. This is an incredible value. The Jewelry Exchange has the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum. We set in size while you wait and guarantee the rings we make to appraise for double. Some restrictions apply. 2-carat amethyst and diamond pendants are just $39. 3-stone rings start at just $169. And we have thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants all at incredible prices. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Don't miss this opportunity before prices go up. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 542-9000. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
It's Lucille Ball's 100th birthday. It's been almost 60 years since I Love Lucy began its TV martyrdom, and it's never stopped making people laugh. Ball died in 1989 at age 77. She had an extensive film career dating back to the 1930s. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds, fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows around 60 degrees. Clear into sunny skies tomorrow again. Temperatures much like today, around mid-70s at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County, mid-80s in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now in Fullerton, 71. Ladera Ranch, 68. Gardena, 67. Diamond Bar, 72 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
Hey, Drew.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we're here each and every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. And if you're looking at our homepage and our website where we have Phil Henry live, Phil TV in HD, you also see a picture there of actor Kevin Pollak and the logo for his chat show, Kevin Pollak's chat show. And no, I didn't say cat show, okay?
Yeah, you almost did.
So I didn't say cat show, okay? I said Kevin Pollak's chat show. And in any event, Kevin is on every week with a new and very interesting and fantastic and marvelous person. Oh, you mean it's me? It's going to be me tomorrow. So anyway, it's a great, even if I wasn't on, I've enjoyed it over the many weeks that I've been watching it. Kevin Pollak's Chat Show, kevinpollakschatshow.com. So check us out tomorrow. We'll be there. 877-876-PHIL, and excuse me, that's our national number. Our KFI number is 1-800-521-KFI. And I guess somebody else took another drink, huh?
Well, I'll get the people calling up and saying every time you give the national number out, they all got to take a drink.
Yeah, it's like a drinking game.
That's great. That's great. So good. So people are getting hammered on a Saturday night. If you're gonna do the drinking game, the Phil Henry can't get the phone number right drinking game, Saturday night is as good a night as any to do it. So a lot of serious stuff was going on, wasn't it, this week? I mean, this terrible event in Fullerton. And what the hell is going on with the country, you know? And I, today, you know, I'm on Twitter, as we all are, as we all must be. We all must be on Twitter. And Twitter's an amazing thing, you know? You can literally watch people lose their mind on Twitter. You can see people, you can see the stress and the strain. If you tweet too much, you give away your mental state. You give away the state of your life. You suddenly people know if you're bipolar, you know? I mean, I've seen people coming unglued on that thing.
Yeah, Charlie Sheenan, he did.
Charlie Sheen, not Sheenan.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen did. I've seen some people coming, like, getting all mad, pissed off, and everything. That one guy, Trent Reznor, sometime, he lost his mind.
Who, Trent Reznor?
Yeah, one time he was on there, and he was mad at somebody.
Oh, he's probably just all kinds of four-letter words and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole game that a lot of people, and I don't know whether they're fans or whatever, there's certain people that do want to provoke a celebrity that they find. There are a lot of people that are just hoping to have, for instance, Kim Kardashian break down and lose her mind on Twitter and just start using the F word and just getting anti-Semitic or something, you know.
Yeah, is she going to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, what if Kim Kardashian went from being this beautiful model, you know, spokesmodel and this marvelous, gorgeous celebrity that we all sort of wonder about and follow, and we suddenly realize she hates Jews or something, you know, because you've provoked her enough, you know.
Well, to me, that'd be worth the find out.
Yeah, I know, but then there's also something extremely cruel about doing that. So you say you saw Trent Reznor lose his mind. A lot of those cats, they don't get it, you know. You got to ignore a lot of that stuff. You can't, if you start to go with it, you know.
What about that guy? You got a friend.
Well, the cat's not a friend of mine. He's a comic that a lot of us follow. He's been tweeting like a madman. Tweeting like crazy, and I'm laughing my ass off at this stuff, but there's some people probably think he's flipping his lid. So, in any event, the reason why I brought that up is that you will discover and find all kinds of marvelous and interesting things there on Twitter if you go over there and you follow the thought process of some people. And you can follow me. I try not to overdo it. I do a lot of promoting the show. I do a lot of promoting of the website. I do a lot of promoting of whatever's happening with me because I figure, well, what the hell? I mean, that's, you know, that's a pretty valuable asset, you know.
Well, if you're not to use it promoting nothing, there's no point be there.
Well, some people promote themselves by just being themselves. That's cool, but I don't think I'm that interesting. So, but every now and again, I'll tweet something that I look at and I go, boy, was that lame. And the thing, not that I'm ashamed of it, but I tweeted today, I wrote, I've got strong feelings for my country today. And right away, I knew that it was probably like the most uncool thing to tweet, you know?
You should have deleted it.
No, I'm not going to delete. Why would I delete it?
Because it wasn't cool.
I don't care if it's not cool. I mean, I realized that it wasn't cool, but I'm not going to go and delete it. Boy, that'll make it worse. You know.
Why?
Because I tweet something like, oh, shoot, I better erase that. I mean, that's how I was feeling. What do you want me to say? And the reason why I was feeling that way is I mean, the country's in distress and people are afraid. And like, you know, all America, like people everywhere, we're overdoing it. We're overamping. We're hyper-focusing. It doesn't have to be that bad. And it isn't that bad. It just isn't. I don't care. I'm not trying to sound like Pollyanna. It just ain't. So the credit went to hell in a handcart. Let me tell you something, man. It's a real easy solution. It's no fuss, no muss. Just like we said on the show this past week. And I realize that this is probably going over the head of a lot of people, but, you know, if your credit sucks, what's the first thing you do, man? You cut up the credit cards, you start paying the bills on time, you get everything down, get those balances way down. You start showing the credit reporting agencies, oh, this guy's on time, this guy's on time. And gradually, the credit ranking or rating goes up. I'll never forget, I walked into the guy's office, and I know I'm going to get the number wrong, so I better not. I can't say I'm going to get the number wrong, but in any event, I went in to lease my car. I lease every 3 years a new car. And what?
You lease it for it. Does that mean you're poor?
No, it don't mean I'm poor. I lease it because that's what my accountant recommends. Okay, so in any event, God.
Well, I mean, why don't you buy it?
Because I ain't going to buy it. You understand? I'm not going to buy it. I'd rather lease a car every 3 years. Frankly, I like leasing a new car every 3 years because that means I got a new car every 3 years and I don't have to worry about a car that I own that's going to depreciate and look like a piece of junk. And what the hell am I going to do with it? I know. So in any event, God, man.
Well, just ask now. Keith, I would want to do it.
Right. If you ever want to do it, bud, you come to me. I'll give you some advice. Now, So anyway, I walk into the guy's office and we're talking and, you know, and he comes back and I had, to be honest with you, I'd had a little bit of trouble, so I didn't know where my credit was at, you know, and I figured, oh, great, this cat's going to jack the interest rate on me, something. He's going to want more money down. I don't know what. But as it turns out, I had stellar credit as of last November.
Yeah, really good credit.
I had really good, and I still do. And it escaped me because I, you know, when I found out that the credit sucked, and, oh, boy, look at this. I got a better, you know, I got to pay this balance down. Let's get all this stuff zeroed out, man. Let's pay all these credit cards down, man. So I have a business card, and I have a personal credit card. And, of course, I have my, I've got my automatic teller card. And so over the course of the years, that's what I did. And I didn't really think about it. In fact, I sort of forgot about it. I'm not spending money on stuff. I've invested in my company. And that's where all the money that I earn, if I do anything with it, that's where it goes. I put it back into our business. And all of a sudden, last November, out of the blue, after having not been looking at credit reports, because, you know, I'm not applying for any new credit cards, there was. It was a really good, you know, credit rating. And so naturally, I'm getting all these applications from all of these companies, you know.
What about like that one company where you get to have a platinum card and everything like that?
American Express?
Yeah.
No way. Not a chance am I getting an American Express card. And I understand there may be advantages, but you gotta know one thing. I am not going to get any kind of a card that allows me to just go ahead and put $200,000 on it in a month. And that whole sign and travel, you know, American Express has this thing, you know, you have to pay the bill off every month. That's American Express. But they do have a thing called sign and travel. You can carry the balance of travel. And that is airline, and that is hotel. You can carry that over month to month, as one would do with a revolving line of credit with some other company. Well, that's death on wheels, Jack. That's, man, you don't even know. Next thing you know, you're looking at that, that's 30 G's. Oh, well, I put it on sign and travel. So, no, I ain't playing any of that. You know, not that that's not a good company, and that I wouldn't want to have an American Express, whatever. But, you know, everything that I've done here the last few years has been about this business. And, you know, this is insane, man, because we're in a recession. I don't know that, you know.
Well, they said we're out of the recession, man. That ended in 2009. You know,
we ain't out of no recession. I've never considered us to be out of a recession. Never.
Why not?
Because it just doesn't seem like we're out of any recession. What the hell? I know the technical definition of a recession. You know?
Yeah, it's when it contracts and everything and squeezes in.
Yeah.
What do you mean when it squeezes in?
When the economy is contracting.
Two consecutive quarters of zero or shrinking growth. It's not, you know, oxymoron. Is a recession. Two consecutive quarters of the opposite of expanding economic conditions is the end of a recession. Now, I know that technically we saw the end of the recession in 2009, but I have never afforded myself the luxury of thinking we're out of any recession, man. Are you kidding me or what? I mean, business is okay, but it ain't exactly boffo box office, Jack. We're not there in those late 90 numbers, those late 90s numbers we used to have. Remember those? Remember the salad days of the 90s? So, nonetheless, my point is this. There's only one way of dealing with it, and you cannot be so asinine in your thinking, so childish in your thinking, as to think that, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but yes, it does apply the same to countries as it does to people. There's no difference. You have to cut the credit card up. And I'm speaking as a guy that has supported social programs my whole life. I've supported everything when it has to do with lifting up the life condition of poor people, equalizing or leveling the playing field for people of color and people who have been traditionally discriminated against, when it had to do with certainly our veterans benefits, when it had to do with aid to families with dependent children. I'm all in favor of it, raising the minimum wage. I'm in favor of all of that, man. I'm in favor of all of that when the time is right for all of that. And now ain't the time.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell people that. They just call me a retard and tell me to walk on.
Well, you know something, bud? You're not a retard. You're not a retard, okay?
Well, tell that to Robert. That's the guy who called me a retard.
No, I didn't.
What did I tell you about using that word?
I didn't say it. Well, I did one time.
No, you're making total sense. The only way to get off that stuff, man, is to get off that stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with the former TSA agent forced to pat down male passengers. What's the problem? Transgendered former TSA agent. The world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ Show. I realize when I or anyone else talks about the devil that it's very easy to roll your eyes with a man in his red pajamas with a pitchfork, right? He loves that he looks like a cartoon in your head. Because if you don't fear him, then you're not aware of him. And when you're not aware and you're not concerned, he has free rein.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand.
KFIAM640.com.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, another crowd goes out to protest Fullerton police. And unlike bra size, AAA to AA is not a good thing. Crash at Diamond Bar.
On the 60 East before Brea Canyon, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes. Traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In South LA, the 110 North is going to be slow from Florence Avenue to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, the 10 East is going to be slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In Norwalk, 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. And in Huntington Beach, the 405 North is slow from Beach Boulevard to Bolsa Avenue. KFI traffic is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm David Penson.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. Try Lumitone free. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-994-7976. That's 1-800-994-7976. Call 1-800-994-7976.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com. Keyword calendar.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA. MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
The following is a paid commercial advertisement.
I just got back from the supermarket and those pesky signature gatherers are back.
Please tell me you didn't sign their petitions.
I did. Is there a problem?
You put yourself at risk of identity theft.
Are you kidding me?
You gotta be careful. Last year, Oregon's attorney general indicted signature gatherers for aggravated identity theft.
Oh, aggravated identity theft.
California doesn't license or bond signature gatherers. Many are from out of state and move from city to city to carry petitions. Anyone can do it, even convicted felons and forgers.
You mean I may have just given my personal information to a criminal?
That's right.
Oh, they even have my signature.
I also read that names and addresses on petitions were found in countries as far away as India.
Who knows what they did with it?
A California legislative report called it an identity theft starter kit.
Well, I'm not signing anymore. I guess the lesson is to be careful giving information to anyone we don't know.
Paid for by Californians Against Identity Theft and Ballot Fraud. Supported by labor organizations.
I am test driving a BMW 3 Series today after driving its top rivals.
Well, go to the head of the class.
Hey, it's Dave. Yeah, 2 tickets to tonight's game just fell in my lap.
That's a yes.
Hold on. Let's make this interesting. First come, first serve.
No, no, wait.
You better get here fast.
Wait, Dave.
Good luck.
In a 3 Series, I like my odds. Not only is it faster and more powerful than its top rivals, but it's more fuel efficient than ever, so there will be no stopping for gas. This is just too much fun.
Yes?
Dave, look out the window.
Looks like the winner has arrived.
Team up with a 3 Series at a BMW center today.
For a limited time, enjoy incredible lease and finance offers on the BMW 328i sedan. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to coast. AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Doesn't make any sense, though.
All right, fine. It doesn't make any sense. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And again, my apologies. My throat is still a little rough. It's the worst case of bronchitis. That's what my doctor said. I said, what do I have? And he looked, he shook his head, and he walked out of the room and came back in with a rosary. And
really?
No, not really. He said, you've got bronchitis, Phil, and you know, I've had it ever since I was a kid. But this lasted a long time, and you can hear there's still a little of a problem, but it's getting better. Anyway, Let me just explain. I'm talking to Bud here about Messiah of Evil, a movie that we watched the other night. I don't know what it means, man, okay? And you got people that are listening to the show right now. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, you get them up to speed.
Oh, I'm going to get them up to speed, huh? I wasn't talking about that movie.
All we got to do is figure out who are them cops.
Look, that movie was not a typical zombie movie. Number one, the zombies were like vampires, okay? Weren't they like sort of like vampires?
Well, sort of, because they did drink blood and everything, but I don't know.
Well, they were like vampires to me because they had kind of a, they had a, what do you call it, a savior, you know, the minister, that preacher that was, this flick is nuts. It's called Messiah of Evil, and the overlord of these zombies, guess what? This guy survived the Donner Party. So,
yeah, he kept in league with the devil and he ate people.
Yeah, okay, sure, fine. Anyway, you know, that Donner Party, if you look into the history of that, it wasn't anywhere near as gruesome. I mean, it was horrible enough, but it wasn't like people just gone mad and staggering through the wilderness with, you know, crazed eyes. Anyway, that flick, I don't even know what it's about, man. They say it's a nightmare movie. They say that Messiah of Evil is a film that has more nightmarish images than it is actually a real narrative. It's more like just a dreamscape, that's all. So I don't want to get into it. People don't know what we're talking about. But go see it. Not go see it. Go rent it. Or
probably got to buy it because that's where we got it on Amazon.com.
Yeah, you probably have to buy it because I think it's out of print. All right. Now, here is this thing. Critics have rounded on a government plan that provides millions of poor Americans with free cell phones, calling the scheme a waste in tough economic times. Is a cell phone a civil right? Robert.
Yeah.
Bud.
Yeah.
You think it's a civil right, huh?
I think it is, yeah.
What's a civil right, by the way? Can you either one of you guys know?
Yeah, civil right when of the freedom of speech and everything. Yeah.
Well, no, not yeah. What do you think? What's a civil right, Robert?
Well, civil right is of the Constitution, like free speech and everything like that. You know, freedom of religion.
Okay. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press.
Yeah, the civil liberties and stuff.
Right. Freedom of the press, freedom of...
Yeah, like freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech. And freedom of press, or not freedom of press, but... freedom of religion, freedom of peace, or not...
Freedom of peace, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom for your mom. One or the other, it's fine, okay? So we got it. Now, where does a cell phone fit into all of that?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. So in other words, I gotta lay a cell phone on some cat so he has the same freedom that I have to speech? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because if they don't have a cell phone, they'll, you know, they can't talk as good as you.
It ain't about talking as good as me, man. See, here's where we've lost our minds. We've lost our minds. Let me tell you how we've lost our minds. The ideal of any prosperous society, of which at times we have been. There's no question that at times America has been a very prosperous place. The ideal then, when you have the resources, is to cast about and to look and to say, how can we improve the lot of all of our people? Well, we have all of this money. We can put some of it to use. Maybe we can do this. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can upgrade education. Maybe this, maybe that. And what's happened is, as a prosperous society that has tackled these problems in the past, somehow it has turned into the minds of people that it's not just something that a society can do when it has the resources. It's something a society has to do. You know?
I don't get it.
You don't get it, huh?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I guess I'm talking over your guy's head, so I can't, you know. But all I'm saying is this thing where we got to give cell phones to the poor is a reflexive action from times gone by, back when America had all the juice and had all the money and we had all the pull and we could do whatever the hell it is that we wanted to do. These days, we ain't got that right now. Maybe someday again, but not right now. So we can't just, hey, look at this, we're America, let's buy cell phones for everyone. Well, our ass just got downgraded by standards and poor. We got $13, $14, $15 trillion. I don't know how much the national debt is now. Is it $20 trillion? I remember when it was like $2 trillion. It was unbelievable. So we don't have the resources to do this stuff. So we shouldn't even be talking about it. But we are talking about it. And that's why, and the reason why we're talking about it is somebody came along and said it's a civil right.
Like freedom of speech.
And it ain't got nothing to do with freedom of speech just because you're giving a guy a cell phone. It's got nothing to do with it. All right, we're going to come back and talk about that and some other things here. If I'm able, I don't know, maybe you guys.
Well, no, I kind of get it and everything, but.
But, yeah, even I don't know all four of the free, you know, the civil liberties. See, I'm messed up, too. So we're going to be right back here. We'll take a break on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Of course, the terrible accident actually was an attack. It was a an attack by the Taliban that killed our Navy SEALs over in Afghanistan. Some other stories to get to here. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Small but vocal crowd of people gathered outside the police station in Fullerton for a second straight Saturday to protest the death of Kelly Thomas after a violent confrontation with police officers. Between 200 and 500 people waved signs, chanted slogans today calling for the resignation of Police Chief Michael Sellers and demanded justice for Thomas, who died 5 days after his confrontation on July 5th. A man on a bull horde led the crowd in chants including, "No justice, no peace, no killer police." One protester held a sign that read, "Mental illness is not punishable by death." No police were visible at the protest.
We were going to do a one-off. David, do you remember what it was?
Reports crash in Norwalk.
On the 5 North at Imperial Highway, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane.
I
traffic
forget
is slow
now.
From Carmenita Road. In Diamond Bar, 60
maybe
east before Bray Canyon, there's a crash blocking the three right lanes. Traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In South L.A., 110 North library? Is slow from Florence
no,
Avenue.
No, it was a one. It was a bit. I was into a character voice in this hour.
To the 10.
But I
in
can't remember what it is.
In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to
the
110.
You mean the City Commission with
Huntington
the
Beach, the 405
maybe
North
that's
is slow
it.
From Beach Boulevard
maybe
to Bolsa Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Standard & Poor's says it downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating because
or something
the U.S.
with Hawaii,
keep
was
problems
it?
Getting its finances.
Oh,
under
the
control.
Donkeys and
that's
shit. I don't know.
Say the months of haggling.
Maybe I've weirded the audience out too much tonight.
Utah Republican Jason Chavez says the downgrade of the U.S.'s credit rating shows how the Obama administration's really handling the debt crisis.
I think there's going to be a lot of pressure and a big question for the president: is he willing to actually produce a balanced budget?
The Obama administration says the downgrade was a hasty decision based on wrong calculations by the S&P. About
God.
The budget. A group known as Anonymous is claiming to have hacked about 70 law enforcement websites in the U.S., stolen 10 gigabytes of data, including emails and credit card details. A check showed that many sheriff's department websites, mostly in southern states like Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Mississippi, were unavailable or had been wiped clean of content. No indication that any California sites were hit.
It's time to dance!
Yeah! Popular Nickelodeon kids television show. Yo! Gabba Gabba! It's coming back to L.A. Live for a live show called It's Time to Dance. Oh, so good. I have the record. Yo Gabba Gabba premiered in the U.S. in 2007. It's now one of the most popular series on television. Not so you'd know it. Entire cast will be there. DJ Lance, Rock, Fufa, Broby, Plex, and Tootie. Tootie. Be at Nokia Theater LA Live this November. Special guests include Biz Markie, hip hop legend, You Got What I Need, Say Just a Friend, and Razzle Dazzle superstar Leslie Hall. Who? The forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry, up next.
I am test driving a BMW 3 Series today after driving its top rivals.
Well, go to the head of the class.
Hey, it's Dave. Yeah, two tickets to tonight's game just fell in my lap.
That's a yes.
Hold on. Let's make this interesting. First come, first serve.
No, wait.
You better get here fast.
Wait, Dave.
Good luck.
In a 3 Series, I like my odds. Not only is it faster and more powerful than its top rivals, but it's more fuel efficient than ever, so there will be no stopping for gas. This is just too much fun.
Yes?
Dave, look out the window.
Looks like the winner has arrived.
Team up with a 3 Series at a BMW center today.
For a limited time, enjoy incredible lease and finance offers on the BMW 328i sedan. Oh, visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
A little bit of clouds, a little bit of fog out there this evening. Lows in the 60s. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures also like today, high in the mid-80s. Then clear on Monday. A little bit warmer heading into next week. Highs in the maybe around 90. 76 in Burbank for breaking news and right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Okay, think summer vacation. No, feel it. Sunshine, beach, San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado. HotelDell.com. Activities, the spa, Kidtopia. The Dell feels perfect. 800-HOTEL-DELL.
Say hello to the new McCafe Mango Pineapple Real Fruit Smoothies at McDonald's, starting at just $2.29. The simple joy of exotic refreshment. Only at McDonald's. Girl. I'm loving my it.
Girl. California DRE 01095715, APR 3.1%.
If there's anything good about the economy being so bad, it's the opportunity available for anyone with decent credit and equity to refinance their home. I'm Mike Wise, president of Capstone Direct, and the worse the economy gets, the lower the interest rates fall. I just got a client into a mortgage at 3.25% for 10 years with no closing costs. How much could you save on your monthly payments? Let's talk. I'm a direct lender, which means I have a special arrangement with the bank so I can offer the lowest rates out there. Listen, this bad economy has brought interest rates to all-time lows. But remember, as soon as the media declares that things are improving, interest rates will go right back up. So now may be your last chance to lock in a low fixed rate for decades. Call Capstone Direct right now at 800-700-8800. That's 800-700-8800. Again, 800-700-8800 or visit CapstoneDirectLoans.com.
KFI News. Because somebody has to watch the world on the weekend.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And weeknights from 10 P to 1 A nationally on our sister station, KTLK AM 1150. And if you're looking at our Phil TV and HD, that means you have a backstage pass because we're also on video. Every night the show is on, and I sweat and I break my ass and everything else, man, you know.
Yeah, some of my choices are violent.
Well, I ain't violent. What do you mean violent? What a thing to say.
Well, I mean, some nights you're always, like, ripping people, man.
Some nights I ain't in a good mood, I'll give you that. Some nights I ain't in a good mood, but it's all there. You see, let me tell you guys something. You know.
Okay.
You know, there's reality shows and there's reality shows. There's reality shows where there is nothing real about it. They're playing to the camera. Like, Jersey Shore is a great show. It ain't a reality show. They're playing to the camera, you know. But then there's the Phil Hendry, Phil TV and HD, man. Now that's a reality show because I forget, half the time I forget the damn camera's on me. And I wind up committing lewd and lascivious. No, I don't do anything like that. But we just, you know, the show can get really emotional behind the scenes. You know, doing a talk show, doing a radio talk show, especially a show like the kind that I do, is like it's a cross between working in an air traffic control center and painting on the banks of the Seine River, you know, so you're sort of creating, it's as if you're a painter creating a painting in the middle of an air traffic control center. That's pretty much, what do you think that painting's going to look like?
It's some, like a madman made it.
Like a madman made it, there you go. Well, that's my show. Like a damn madman made the thing, so. Nonetheless, that's talk radio, which, by the way, there's going to be a big NAB in September. I'm going to be on a panel with the great Bubba the Love Sponge, B.J. Shea from Seattle. Joel Denver is going to be there. And we're going to try, and I don't know that we'll be successful, but we're going to try to straighten this industry out, the radio broadcasting industry, once and for all. I don't know if we'll be successful. I don't know if anyone, you know, it's just, but there'll be a last-ditch effort, man. To get you guys out there, you cats that run the show, to get you guys thinking in the right direction, because I'm telling you, I was saying to a friend of mine, and this is all part and parcel, and understand something, folks, I'm not against capital. I love capitalism. Are you crazy? I love it. But how is it? Let me ask you this question. How is it possible that an entire industry is deregulated? Now, what does that mean?
There's no regulation.
Ain't no regulation. Thank you. An entire industry is deregulated like the broadcasting industry was. So that means they can buy as many radio stations as they want. They can buy as many TV stations as they want. They can do all kinds of magical and wondrous things. How is it an entire industry is deregulated and today it hasn't expanded, it's gotten smaller. Not only has it gotten smaller with fewer jobs, it can be argued, present company accepted, of course, KFI and a few select stations across the country, it can be argued that radio has never sounded worse. me take, for instance, talk radio. Since deregulation, talk radio, spoken word radio, has gotten increasingly more narrow until all that's left is political talk. There's no more real comedy other than morning shows. There isn't anything approaching really anything else other than this very, very narrow talk band. And most of that, and I'm not knocking it because it's what the audience for political talk wants, most of it is conservative with a few smattering liberal shows. And most of the liberal shows suck. That's why people don't want to listen to them. Most of the liberal talk shows blow. And most of the conservative talk shows are more interesting. But the fact is, it's this little narrow band of conservative liberal, and there's nothing else going on. So since radio got deregulated, it hasn't gotten, in terms of programming, bigger and more varied and broader and more exciting. The technology has, but as we learned when I was at the NAB in Las Vegas over a year ago, and they said, you know, we got all different kinds of ways of delivering things. We've got this kind of technology and that kind of technology. And we got Wi-Fi and we got lo-fi and I got yo-fi and I'm fly. You know, we got it all. We just ain't got no programming to deliver on it. That's all. We got more ways to deliver stuff and nothing to deliver. That's what's going on. In a nutshell, that's what's going on. So, with deregulation, the technology has gotten amazing. And I'm sure there were a lot of guys that said, boy, look at all these radio stations we have. Let's do some exciting things with them. Well, the last thing we want to do, though, is put anything on the air that's good. Anyway, the reason why I bring that up is to make a very tough point, and because people automatically misinterpret you. They always go, oh, boy. No. I'm saying, for some reason, not always, but for some reason, sometimes, when you take the handcuffs off of business people, when you take the restrictions away from business people, when you make life easier for them, they still can't come through. They still can't come to the table with anything. They still can't make anything better or bigger. They just keep right on failing. And this is a very tough thing to accept. You know, this is when you have to say, well, now, why is that? I thought if we took the restraints off of free enterprise and let the free marketplace reign, as Ronald Reagan said, and rightfully so, then you'll see wondrous things as the small businessman and the large, you know, everything really starts to flow from there. Not necessarily. You still have to have ideas. You still have to have,
Yeah, you've got to be able to think up good stuff to do. Yeah.
Right. You got to be able to think up good stuff to do. And if you don't have the good stuff to do, man, if you can't think up good stuff to do, you can own 9 billion radio stations and they all sound, you know, well, like a lot of them sound. So that's the thing. See, that's the thing that bothers me. That's the thing that kind of drives me nuts. I say, if we continue to open things up for business people, make it easier, tax breaks, and I'm in favor of all of it. You know, God help us if suddenly the good old Yankee ingenuity and Yankee creativity that we've always relied on, God help us if that just dries up. And suddenly we're a country without any ideas. Well, here's what happened.
Yeah, it's nothing to say. If you take all the restriction off everybody and everything like that, how come there ain't no good stuff isn't gooder like you were saying?
Stuff ain't gooder because what happened was something I don't think anybody anticipated. When the restrictions came off and all of the marvelous things were there before the eyes of the business people of America, suddenly money was to be made. And making that money became the most important thing, even to the exclusion of the quality of the product. Now, I don't know that anyone ever really anticipated that it would become such an obsession. But we stopped making money by way of quality product. We started making money by way of manipulating the process of making money. Can you tear a dollar bill in half and make two? Can you actually squeeze blood out of a rock? Can you make a funny face and make $10,000? In other words, any way that you could get that bottom line fattened up, we started to want to make sure that stockholders were happy. This is death. This is death. Death. And I say it with all due respect to stockholders. But ladies and gentlemen of America, the stockholders of America, you're killing us, man. You're killing us. Every time a guy's got to run back and consult with you on this, that, and your retirement, and I understand you got your money, yes, of course. It's important. But you can't run the company. You can't run a business you don't know anything about. And so what happens was, well, I don't know anything about the damn business. All I know is I want you to make more money. Okay. Well, there's one way that you can fatten the bottom line. Fire people. There. That makes it look like you made more money. What's your next trick? I don't know. Sell lifetime subscriptions to your satellite business. A lifetime subscription for my entire life. Yeah, 150 grand or 150 bucks. Oh, okay, well, all right, we're all done with that idea. Next. So you'll notice in all of this thinking, there isn't anything like, what's the product sound like? What's the product drive like? None of that. That no longer is in the equation. It's all about revenue stream, revenue stream, revenue stream. And I first heard the term revenue stream back in the mid-90s when I was in Miami, and I was working for a terrific guy, Bob Green. We were down at WIOD. We were having a ball, and we were kicking ass, too. Kicking ass. We had big numbers. But suddenly, that wasn't enough. Suddenly, ratings didn't matter. What mattered now were the stockholders of a publicly traded company who saw this company over here making more money, and they weren't making more money. So they want to make more money than those guys. Well, we got to, well, you, and obviously advertising, what you couldn't get enough money through the ad sales, so you had to think up revenue streams. And revenue streams became all obsessive and to the point where you were sacrificing programming for revenue stream ideas. It's very insidious, and when you talk this way, people automatically say, well, are you a liberal? No. I'm talking. I'm. Does it mean that I don't like animals when I talk about a gazelle being eaten by lions? I'm just telling you what I see out in nature. And I'm drawing some conclusions. I don't know about anybody else. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just drawing conclusions for me.
Yeah, but the conclusion you're drawing is that everything sucks.
What do you mean, man?
You didn't say that. Well, that's what it sounds like.
I didn't say everything sucks. I said everything has got to be looked at anew. Let's take another look at it. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's take a break. We'll take another look at it here after the break on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I promise you the story of this transgendered former TSA agent forced to pat down male passengers. What is this? Among everything else we got to worry about, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show is what it is on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
This weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News is going to be packed. We'll talk about Jerry Brown pulling out what's left of his hair, the oxymoronic Super Congress, and more than your usual bomb threat down under. Those stories and more starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
California DRE 0109-5715, APR 3.1%.
If there's anything good about the economy being so bad, it's the opportunity available for anyone with decent credit and equity to refinance their home. I'm Mike Wise, president of Capstone Direct, and the worse the economy gets, the lower the interest rates fall. I just got a client into a mortgage at 3.25% for 10 years with no closing cost. How much could you save on your monthly payments? Let's talk. I'm a direct lender, which means I have a special arrangement with the bank so I can offer the lowest rates out there. Listen, this bad economy has brought interest rates to all-time lows. But remember, as soon as the media declares that things are improving, interest rates will go right back up. So now may be your last chance to lock in a low fixed rate for decades. Call Capstone Direct right now at 800-700-8800. That's 800-700-8800. Again, 800-700-8800 or visit CapstoneDirectLoans.com.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, 30 U.S. troops die in a shot down chopper in Afghanistan, and drops of Jupiter may soon get analyzed. Crash in Diamond Bar.
On the 60 East before Brea Canyon, there's a crash blocking the three right lanes there. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In Norwalk, 5 North at Imperial Highway, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slow from Carmenita Road. In South L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Western Avenue to the 110. In Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow from Melrose Avenue to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by JCPenney. I'm David Penson.
At the JCPenney huge sale this Friday and Saturday, add up huge savings with JCP Cash. Earn $10, $15, or $20 off. No exclusions. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney.
Okay, think summer vacation. No, feel it. Sunshine, beach, San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado, hoteldel.com. Activities, the spa, Kidtopia. The Dell feels perfect. 800-HOTEL-DELL.
They say that the sense of smell is the most evocative of all the senses, which means lingering somewhere in your brain's memory center is a smell that always makes you happy. And there's a very good chance that smell is attached to some sort of food. Maybe it's your grandmother's rhubarb cobbler, or your dad's special omelet, or the grilled cheese and tomato sandwich your sister made on your parents' bowling night. So Kaiser Permanente suggests, why not cook it for yourself? Fill your kitchen with a smell that you remember. Bake that cobbler in Nana's memory. Invite your sister over for a grilled cheese. Dig out your family's favorite recipes. While cooking can be therapeutic, cooking with a meaningful recipe is a moving experience. It's a visit with old friends, long-gone relatives, a way to sit down at a table with your past. And it smells so good. Kaiser Permanente invites you to cook something you remember and thrive. Visit kp.org/thrive and click on cooking and eating.
Now, there are three great Fords that get 40 miles to the gallon or better. Fusion, Focus, and the Ford Fiesta. The Fiesta with the SFE package gets an EPA-estimated 40 highway miles to the gallon. Listen.
Since I live in the Bay Area, I go back and forth to San Francisco, and a lot of my friends ask me, well, how many times does it take to fill up the gas tank? I say, once. I only take one tank of gas, I get to L.A., and I still have another quarter of tank to, you know, cruise down Hollywood Boulevard.
Tyson Arts Fusion Hybrid gets an EPA-estimated 41 miles to the gallon in the city.
With the Fusion, you're definitely getting a roomier and a more stylish car than you would be with, you know, the Toyota or Honda hybrid line.
And now, the amazing new Ford Focus with the SFE package gets an EPA-estimated 40 highway miles to the gallon without giving up terrific performance or a surprising amount of room. See all the high-mileage Fords now at your Ford dealer.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
More Southern California than a 15-mile drive taking 45 minutes.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Well, I'll tell you, what a rough summer. You know, I sound like I'm losing my throat. And you know, I quit smoking cigarettes a year and a half ago, so I suppose I should be grateful for lucky for small favors, because if I was still smoking, man, this would be a bad scene. Now, what do you want to know?
Look with the Miracle Whip.
Well, we got a jar of Miracle Whip on our homepage. The Miracle Whip was put there because I noticed that Miracle Whip has a Twitter account, and I don't know who actually, I think it was somebody alerted me to Miracle Whip, and I said to no one in particular, and I guess it was a bold statement, I said, boy, it takes a brass pair to open up a Miracle Whip Twitter account.
Yeah, but you said you don't like it because it tastes bad.
I'm not a big Miracle Whip fan, no, and that is not to say that I don't want Miracle Whip around. As a matter of fact, Miracle Whip has so now entrenched itself in our culture, I don't want to see anything happen to Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip stands for something. Miracle Whip, quite frankly, stands for something tough. It stands for something resilient. It stands for something, you don't like me, I'm still here, because there's a few people that actually like me, Miracle Whip. Now, Miracle Whip, for many of you who don't like mayo, a lot of people don't like mayonnaise. And people that don't like mayonnaise, you're not going to talk to them about any of this. I happen to like mayonnaise, you know.
Mayonnaise is okay, except if you get any on your face, looks like you took a shot.
I'm going to belt you if you come up with that stuff again.
It does.
If you get any on your face.
Yeah, I got to look like a towel off, man.
Why don't you guys clean your act up a little bit?
Like that one time that hot dog we saw.
You could just shut up for a minute and let me finish. So, mayo, I like mayo. I put mayo on roast beef. I know if you guys don't dig mayo,
No, I like mayo. I just want to make sure where I put it.
Yeah. So anyway, I like it on roast beef. I like it on certain things, certain sandwiches, maybe even occasionally a little bit, just a little. See, the key to mayonnaise is you don't slather it on. Some people do. I don't. I like a little bit. And then there's something else I like. I like mayonnaise. I happen to like tuna fish sandwiches, and I happen to like, and this may gross people out, and I'm sorry, but I do. I like egg salad sandwiches. I like the scallion onions chopped up in there, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, just a hint of mayo to kind of, make it into a spread. Bang, you're beautiful, man, with some nice thick wheat bread. I happen to like it. All right. Now, you don't know what horrors await when you just reach into the refrigerator and blindly pull out a jar of Miracle Whip, thinking it's mayonnaise, and you scoop some into that bowl.
Yeah, man, I bet you that tastes good.
Not at all. No, 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 it doesn't taste good at all. You eat that and you're choking. See, Miracle Whip I don't know who invented it or why. There's some people that love the hell out of that stuff and they put it on everything. I can't stand it. They say it's a dressing.
What's that mean?
Like a salad dressing.
I think they make like, if you're going to make a Thousand Island,
Yeah.
That's what they make it out of. Or like that spread they got at In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, I think they use Miracle Whip on an In-N-Out.
All right, well, that makes sense. I mean, there's something about the spread at In-N-Out and the spread and the Thousand Island dressing. It's probably something having to do with Miracle Whip then, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. On account of it tastes like spoo.
And will you shut up with the spoo and everything else? So, having said that, and having seen that, we decided to put a jar of Miracle Whip on our homepage tonight, underneath our advertisement for the Phil Hendry Show videocast tonight and our broadcast on KFI. That's where that's at. Okay. So I'm sorry I didn't get to this right away, but there is a young lady named Ashley Yang won a 5-figure settlement with the Transportation Security Administration. What are you laughing at?
Young lady.
She's a young lady, okay? She used to be a guy. She's a young lady. Have a little respect. Ashley Yang won a 5-figure settlement. What?
What's her name?
Ashley Yang.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Okay, you guys want to leave?
No.
Then Ashley Yang, I'll bet it is, won a 5-figure settlement with the Transportation Security Administration. The transgendered former airport screener considers herself a woman. She has long highlighted hair, and she pops hormones to look like a lady. Yet Ashley Yang was ordered by her former bosses at the Transportation Security Administration to pat down male passengers, pin her locks in a bun, dress like a man, and use the men's restroom. When she objected, she was fired according to a termination letter. Ashley lives life as a woman. Her co-workers recognized her as a woman. Passengers recognized her as a woman, but her employers didn't, said her attorney, Christina Wirtz, which helped Yang file a civil rights complaint following her dismissal. Now the TSA is doing some serious backpedaling on the formerly intransigent stance it took on Yang's gender identity.
What's that mean?
Well, they were resolute. They were very, I can't think of a word that you'd understand, bud.
Okay.
Anyway, firm in their decision. Don't ever, boy, you with the smile, you with the double entendre smile. All TSA managers at LA International, where Yang once worked, must undergo mandatory sensitivity training. You know, I want to say this, and I don't want to sound like a slob, but I guess I will. All I'm asking is this. On behalf, I think, of a lot of people, all I'm asking is this. Would you please let us get up to speed on some of this? Is it okay if we... Okay, what do you mean by present as opposed to actually be? So she's not really. She just wants to look like one. Yes, okay. And what if she changes her mind? Oh, Mr. Henry, don't be a sexist, racist bastard. Well, I don't know what to say. She's using... She is... Using the lady's head. Yes. Okay. I mean, fine, you know. But she still is a guy. She still has certain male parts, but they could be female parts. We could consider them to be female parts because they're on a female. Okay. Well, I guess I understand that. You know, I just really think that I don't think it's wrong at all to say that it's I need to get up to speed on this. I don't want to be mean or cruel to anybody. I want to have everyone have their rights. But would you mind if we just sort of figure this one out? Slowly but surely, especially for Shirley.
Yeah.
All right. George Norrie is next. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you next week here with our show. And let's see, tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, Kevin Pollak's chatshow.com. Phil Henry with Kevin Pollak. Until then, this is the world famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 6th.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.